and or football on the air here at Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.7. The game starting 2 minutes early. The interview running 2 minutes long, so we are in progress. Emmitsburg, the opening kickoff, started at their own 35. Couple of strong running plays, a big play. Keeper by the quarterback got them to the Orub 21-yard line, and right now it's second and eight from the Orub 18-yard line. Strong opening drive by Emmitsburg. Give to the tailback. He'll go right side, still digging inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
Yeah, nice play by Aiden Miller there on the end, and filled in by a couple linebackers, Fisher, Colt, Rose.
Well, true to form for Emmitsburg, in and out of the huddle, maybe not so quick, but once they get to the line, it's a hand clap for the offensive lineman, then they snap the ball, and then they go.
Yeah, it's quick. The linemen shift, and you just got to kind of be ready, but the D-backs can't fall asleep on this offense because right when they get you suckered, they're going to throw it over the top to one of their wideouts.
Third and fourth situation, give to the fullback this time. Straight off guard. He'll dig to about the 2 yard line. Another strong pickup.
They get him down at the 4, it looks like. So.
Braden Yates down at the 4 yard line. The fullback, a 3-man backfield as far as running backs. Quarterback is Gavin Swanson, 6'1, 170 senior. His fullback right behind him. That's Braden Yates, 6 foot, 185 junior. The tailback, Carson Bach, 5'11", 170 senior. Then off to the side, the halfback, Colin Tremblay, 5'11", 180 senior is how they line up. Now full house backfield to give to the tailback, and he is tripped up down to the 1 yard line.
Yeah, it was a nice play. You know, they kind of switched up, I think, this defense just a little bit. The interior linemen are crashing down to the inside. It's trying to free up the linebackers, and it did exactly that there. Colt was able to get in and get the stop with a short gain. So,
second and goal from the 1 yard line. Strong drive by Emmitsburg. They started out at their own 35. They've driven deep into Orub territory. Now at the 1 yard line. Quickly to line. Quick snap to the fullback, and he's across 1 yard out. And he has the first score of the ball game. That's Braden Yates.
Yep, they just pretty much did what Emmitsburg did on that entire drive. And, you know, Orb's just going to have to match their intensity, match the pace, match the fast play of them, and make sure they're ready to go. So Emmitsburg won the toss. They wanted the Brock, and they marched right down and showed what Emmitsburg does.
Yeah, no deferral. They wanted it from the get-go, wanted to possibly set the tone, kicks up in a hurry. It is good, and Emmitsburg on the board first. They complete a 65-yard drive. It's 7-0 in favor of Emmitsburg, 7:29 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. We're back. Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner. 9th Street and Old 60 offers retail merchandise, overstock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
And we're back, Gora Football on KIWA, Sheldon, Iowa, AM 1550, FM 100.7. Streaming from the website, KIWARadio.com. Also with a home contest, a video feed as well of Gora Football tonight. That'll be the case for home contest this year. And all that available, the stream and the video broadcast on the website, KIWARadio.com. 7:27. Left in the first quarter. Emmitsburg on the board first. Their road whites, gold pants, dark brown lettering. Kick will go out of bounds, far side. Orbs will start out. Pretty good field position.
Yeah, that's they started, they kicked it off the right hash, closest to their sideline, and it squibbled off the right side. And so, yeah, good decision by the Orbs to let it go. And they will have excellent starting position at their own 35 here.
Orbs on offense for the first time. Starting lineup says, we go along. Brought to you by Sheldon Power and Equipment. They want you to be first in your lineup with the right equipment from Sheldon Power and Equipment at Sheldon Power and Equipment. You can trade your equipment and the upgrade, but Did you know Sheldon Power and Equipment will consign your equipment on their lot for you? Yet another option if you need money fast. Call John, 348-4400. Orbs keep it on the ground on the first play. Out across the 36-yard line. As the Orbs, with the kick going out of bounds, start at their 35, out to the 37. Cooper Meyer Vanderslice, first carry of the ball game.
Yeah, it was good for two, and the up front guys at Emmonsburg filled the holes pretty well. But let's see what the Orbs can do on this drive. I think Emmonsburg here on their first drive, of course, made an Emmonsburg statement on how they were going to play this game. And Orbs just got to keep their head straight and do what they do.
The Orbs in the backfield. Quarterbacks Landon Seastra, the senior. Running back Cooper Meyer Vanderslice, junior. Wideouts Cooper Jansma, senior. And Isaac Wenfina, the senior. And snap rolls to Seastra, but he's able to recover just over the fingertips of Wenfie. Had a shot deep, and that was a good recovery from a snap that rolled back to him.
That is, you know, I'm not seeing if Colt's at center there or if Lang's at center. Lang's been fighting a few little injuries, and so I'm not sure the snap was a little low, but Landon recovering just off the fingertips of Wenfie. So looking at third down and eight, more than likely it's could go into the air again.
Orbs at their own 37. Should it go into the air? Another wide out is Tyson Getting. Senior, the tight end, Mitchell Fisher. Junior, we'll tell you about the boys up front momentarily. Three wide receivers, near side, one back in the backfield. And the throw, that's Wenthe trying to get him in space. And good contained by Emmitsburg. He's pulled down at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, he was just kind of a bubble screen out there for Wenthe, about a four-yard gain, but you know, not enough to move the sticks. So Sheldon will have their first punt of the game here. Brings in Tyson Getting to kick it away.
And back to receive number two. That's Byron Mena. And joined back deep by number 38. I'll have to check on that number. High pick, high kick, and a fair caught. Mena, and able to control it, just about juggled out of his fingertips.
Yeah.
But he's able to hang on. First and 10 at the 33.
He caught it, signaled for a fair catch, but it kind of bobbled off his front number there, and Sheldon had an opportunity, but just wasn't quite in the right place at the right time. So Emmonsburg takes over on their second position, good field position at their own 34.
And first and 10 for Emmitsburg. Told you about the uniforms briefly. The gold pants, white jerseys trimmed in brown. The letters outlined, or the numbers outlined in gold. And a stoppage by the official momentarily. What do we have there, Coach?
You know, I wasn't paying attention. I was gawking off.
First,
I don't know.
And
I was looking at my homemade stat sheet, seeing do I get everything down here. So
Mena goes out wide right. They keep it on the ground. They give to the tailback, Bach. And he goes right side, pretty good chunk of yardage once again, out across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, he had a head of steam, and these guys from Emmonsburg, they're big up front. I know you'll go through it, but they're small guys, 195 pounds, and all seniors but one junior, but 295, 195, 230, 230, 235. So, you know, not only they got that power run game, but they got the guys and the beef up front to – you know, if they, you know, it's one of the deals. If they don't get 3-4 yards an attempt, something's definitely wrong.
Center out of the huddle first, joined by the rest of his teammates, and the give keeper this time, the quarterback. Fake to the fullback. He's out across 45, 47 yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be enough to move the chains there, about a 4 yard gain for him. But, you know, that's the thing. You got all that beef up front, not only for Emmonsburg, but Sheldon, and you got to, in the process for these linebackers, you got to find the ball. So there was a deal where they just faked the give, and Swanson kept it just enough for the game. But that was a lot of the same play that he got the 31 yards on before we kind of hit the air. And so Orbs did a nice job, you know, kind of defending that this time.
And again, quickly on the snap, the give, and the fullback this time across midfield to the 47. Of Sheldon, and that's a give to Yates.
Yeah, you know, the fullbacks are going to get a heck of a lot of yards in this type of offense. Aiden Miller, Mitchell Fisher were in on the stop, but not before he gained about 4 or 5 yards.
Emmitsburg scoring on their first possession came at the 7:27 mark of the first quarter. Right now the time at 4:06. As we look at the scoreboard in the south end zone, first quarter, Emmitsburg up 7-0. Across midfield into Orab territory, 48-yard line. And the snap give to the fullback again. That's Yates still on his feet. Good balance. He'll get to the 35-yard line of Sheldon.
Yeah, he's going to get another 4 yards again. It's that's their offense, and we're going to see a lot of it. And the thing of it is, L.A., with this type of offense, they're just going to beat you, ground pound, and all of a sudden we're sitting 3 minutes left in the first quarter, and it's only 7-13.
Yeah, pretty good size up front, as Corey mentioned, the backfield. Pretty good size back there, too, the tailback, Bach. He's a 5'11", 170 junior. Fullback, Yates. Offense kind of goes around him, 6-footer, 185. The halfback, Alan Tremblay, 5'11", 180 senior. This time,
oh, nice.
Strung out well by the Arabs. Inside nice. The 45, 44-yard line.
Nice job there by Isaac Wenthy, being able to read that pitch and was able to sneak into the backfield, and basically no gain, so brings up a third and one.
So the Orbs with an opportunity here on defense to get that offense off the field for Emmitsburg, given the field position to have the ball they play. Do you think they'd go on fourth?
Oh, I think, they gave them the first down here. What's
generous
spot?
They
don't have to worry.
That left foot spot, right?
Yep.
So first and 10 at the Orab 43-yard line. It's a line of scrimmage. Let's make that correction on the drive chart. And again, out of the huddle, out over the football and the snap. And again, the fullback. Don't keep her. Yep, fullback.
36.
A lot of slick ball handling back there with the three-man backfield. Going to be a challenge for me tonight. But Yates able to get to the 36-yard line of Sheldon. So the drive continues.
Yeah, it looks, it looks right now Yates is going to be their, workhorse. And, behind that big offensive line, they're gonna for sure get 3-4 yards, and there he poked out 6 yards. So these linebackers got to get some hands on these backs a little earlier.
Quick snap, give to the tailback, strung out, but he's able to turn the corner, hit the sideline, good acceleration, able to stay in bounds, knocked out, looks to be the 20. We'll see the spot.
Yep. That's roughly a spot, but again, going to move the chains, maybe 21. So
Bach with the carry that time. It's primarily been Bach, the tailback, Yates, the fullback, and a couple of keepers that have gone for big yards by Gavin Swanson. And that's just how that offense works.
Yeah, it is.
Take the handoff keep and get some big plays out of the quarterback.
And here's the thing, you got to count for every back, every fullback at every play, because they all can burn you, and right now they're giving Sheldon all they can handle.
First and 10, this time the keeper, Swanson, around the left side. He's stacked up. And they don't give him the corner, or defense collapse as well. 18-yard line, line of scrimmage.
Nice job by the guys up front. And then Fisher was able to sneak in there and clean up the business. So, minimal gain. I guess they actually gave him about a three-and-a-half-yard gain on that.
Yeah, second and 7. And the Orbs rotating the defensive linemen in and out, keeping it pressed.
Yeah, we got some depth at that position, so no doubt that they're going to have to do that.
Second and 7 at the Orab 18 to give to the fullback. And he goes right side, stacked up, and knocked sideways at the 15. Strong play by the Orab defense.
Yeah, he's gonna get a couple yards, but not before Fisher, Rose, there was a whole host of Orab, Seastra, and Tyson getting in on that tackle. But, again, behind these big guys up front, they're able to get 2-3 before anything can lay a hand on them.
Well, it's just what you look for in a fullback is Yates. He picked up a couple of extra yards, kind of finishing the run. Now inside the 15 at the 14th line of scrimmage, 3rd and 3.
Oh,
and a keeper, that Swanson, around the edge into the end zone. Did he get in? He did. Swanson, the quarterback, in for a 15-yard touchdown run. And Emmitsburg on the board, 37 seconds to go. First quarter, that ball control offense. Grind out the yards, run the clock.
Yeah, they did. and they do it well. We knew they were going to do it well. We saw it last year, and you know, basically everyone back from last year's team. So,
67-yard drive for Emmitsburg. Quarterback Swanson, the capper, and the kick, left-footed kicker. The kick's up and good, and the extra point converted by Tice Jenis, the kicker for Emmitsburg. Eahawks up 14-0, 37 seconds to go, first quarter. We're back in just a moment. Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Milchase Lumber now offers your home cabinet solution. Kitchen compact cabinets built for rec rooms, garages, basements, as well as kitchens. They will withstand the rigors of multifamily use. These U.S.-made kitchen compact cabinets come fully assembled and are available in oak or maple in five durable furniture finishes. Best part, these affordable cabinets are delivered in days, not weeks. With two designs in stock, now at Neil Chase Lumber, proudly serving you from all their locations. Need new cabinets? See Chase.
The dental office in downtown Sheldon and on Highway 18 in Rock Valley invites you to experience the best family and cosmetic dentistry has to offer. Dr. Chad Brown and team welcome new patients and offer a relaxing environment in which to experience the latest in dental technology. Call today and ask Beth Hamill to schedule an appointment for you at the dental office. Call 324-9999 in Sheldon today.
And as we come back, the kickoff executed. The Arabs strong return. Grab and go by Tyson Getting. One of three deep men. He's out to the Orab 35-yard line. So strong return.
Yeah, it was just a kick straight down. They still went off the right hash, but kicked straight down the center. You know, more likely trying to keep it away from Wenthy, but Getting was able to capture it about the 15 and made a good run back to the 35.
So the Orab's 65 yards away from the end zone, working toward the end zone, south end of Orab Field. Wenthy looking to throw out in the flat. He's got a receiver. That's Fisher, the tight end. First down and more. He's near midfield.
Yeah, that was a great, great throw by Seastra. Great route by Fisher. And is going to move the chain for about a 14, 15-yard gain.
So the Orab's near midfield, just shy at the 49-yard line. As a promising start to the drive. A couple of touchdowns. Two possessions for Emmitsburg, the latest. 67-yard drive, Gavin Swanson, the quarterback, 15-yard run. Tyce Jenis, the kicker. He converts. It's 14-0 in favor of Emmitsburg. Orbs at their own 49. Play is stopped.
I don't know what we got here.
And possibly Emmitsburg wants to talk it over?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm up the quarter already.
Oh, man.
How about the quarter?
Fast-paced. About the end of the first quarter, 14-0. Couple of time-consuming drives by Emmitsburg getting it done on the ground. Believe they have yet to throw a pass. We'll take a timeout. We're back for the second quarter. Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
When students are on computers and tablets, their eyesight may suffer from the extended use of technology. In fact, most children spend at least 3 hours a day on electronic devices. An important step each school year is having a regular comprehensive eye exam to ensure your children's vision is clear and their eyes are working together properly. Call Dr. Radke at either Sheldon or Polina locations for an appointment today.
And look at the Orabs cross front line. We told you about the rest of that starting lineup up front for the Orabs. As announced anyway, going into the contest, at one tackle, number 70, Cody Palin, 6'6", 250 junior. At left guard, number 75, Jack Lang, 6'4", 285 junior. At center, Levi Lang, number 62, 6 foot, 220 sophomore. The other guard, Colton Rose, number 52, 5'9", 170 junior. Other tackle, 61, Ethan DeBoer, 6'5", 245 junior. Orabs set to roll. First play of the second quarter. Seastra back to throw. Great time. And rolling out to the right, and he's going to get got. He's tackled, sacked at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, great great protection by the Orabs. It's just they got to, you know, Seastra maybe he's got to pull the trigger on getting out of that pocket just a little earlier. It looked like he had a pile of time, but I was trying to see which 44 Ryan Wirtz, 6'5", 215-pound junior, was able to track him down and take him down for a good 7-yard loss, 8-yard.
And the Orbs looking at now second and 21 as we glance at the scoreboard. Lickley second and 20, 21 officially. Back on their own side of the field at the 40-yard line. It's work to do on second down. And now time called by Coach Cooper. Saw something he didn't like as far as the alignment, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit frustrated as he called that timeout. So the Orbs are going to take a moment to collectively get on the same page.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you take a sack like that and basically almost double your yards to gain for a first down, it's frustrating as a coach. And then, you know, not to be on the same page is the play you needed to get going. Yep, it's frustrating. So he burned a timeout here. I believe that's their first, so he should have a couple left here with 11 minutes left in the half.
Yeah, it should be two timeouts left for Emmitsburg. They'd called one earlier. Orbs take their first. 11:07 to go, second quarter. Emmitsburg scoring on a couple of drives, their first two possessions. They're up 14-0, the running game for the E-Hawks. And you could help me out there, Coach. They have not thrown the ball, have they?
No, they have not thrown the ball, but don't count them out.
Thus, a quick first quarter. Two backs in the backfield with Seatra. And again, the toss. That's Wimpy out in the open. And
play
by Mania, able to bring him down at the 45.
Yeah, he just within fingertips was going to get that back. But gain of about 5-6 yards there for Wimpy. Fingernail tackle by Mania. And if he breaks that, might have seen a score.
One of the corners.
Might have seen a score.
One of the corners. He goes 6 foot 180. I would have liked to have seen that race between him and Mania.
Yeah, well, it's a huge, huge third down here. Third down and about 14, so 16, I guess, they got.
Orbs out over the football in the spread, one back in the backfield. Three wide receivers near the side. The snap is low. Seatstra recovers, and the throw down the middle nearly picked off and nearly caught.
I thought it was off of number four there, Bach, and in the hands of Getting, but. Nope, incomplete. Brings up a fourth down for the Orbs. So.
Nearly got a wild play. Orb fans getting a view of the festivities tonight. A home game, so there is a video component to the broadcast. We're happy to bring you that, provide the commentary. Also, on the website, KIWARadio.com, the stream. And, of course, the broadcast getting to his right and thoughts of taking off with it, but ends up kicking instead, and that's going to roll into the end zone.
Oh.
Getting nearly with an amazing play, but that Australian rules football punt, you see that a lot now the last couple of years. He'll roll out and then kind of stop and kick, or occasionally kick on a run. You've seen that become more common. If you're a Hawkeye fan, you saw that a lot last year. But I think he had thoughts of taking off.
Are we going to go down that road? You a Hawkeye fan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. How was that last week for you?
Well, for the
we better not
Iowa,
go there. All right, never mind.
Iowa,
we're not going to go there.
Well,
we're not going to go there.
How's it going with your Huskers until this year?
Hey, oh, go Big Red.
There you go.
But anyway, first down for E-Hawks. But, yeah, going back to that punt, you know, I mean, I don't know for sure, but maybe they're telling Tyson, hey, you got the green light if you think you can get the first down. If not, kick it, and that's exactly what happened. Up to the fullback Bach here. Nope. Excuse me. Yates again for a small gain, about 3-4 yards.
Down to the 23, and that'll set up a second and 7 at their own 25-yard line. Ball into the end zone on that punt by Getting. So spotted at the 20, and some numbers on Getting. Not a lot of punts this year. Got him with just 2 coming into tonight's contest. It's gone well for the Orb offense.
It has.
2 for an average of 30 yards per punt. And Emmitsburg out over the football. Quick gives. Tailback this time. They work near side. Stop at the 28-yard line. So the Orb's settling in. Dialing up that run defense.
Yeah, a couple yards, but Jack Lang, Fisher, the whole host of Orbs in there on the stop. So brings down about a third down and 3. So
9-13 and counting. Scoreboard in the south end zone. Emmitsburg scoring on their first two possessions. They're up 14-0. Orbs looking for a stop. Big opportunity for the defense here on third down. Third and 2 at the 28-yard line. of Emmitsburg. They break the huddle. Two wide receivers far side. And a give. Swanson on the keeper. Able to get away. The Orbs had a shot. But he gets across the line of scrimmage. Out across the 30, 33-yard line. That'll be a first down.
Yep, just about a yard enough to move the sticks. So, again, fake the belly to Yates and takes it around the left side just for an extra yard, exactly what he needed. Had a couple of hands. Orbs had got a couple of hands on him behind the line to gain, but just were not able to stop him. But, again, Swanson, 6'1", 170 pounds, going to be hard to arm tackle.
Absolutely. And
here comes
pass
that.
Going deep, and it's Mania. Mania. Jansma in pursuit, riding him, and he'll carry him across the inside, the 25 to the 23.
Yep.
That's in Sheldon territory.
Exactly what we were talking about, that he's going to unleash it sooner or later, and he did. And so big, big gain for the Yeehawks.
And the offense humming just the way head coach Ben Thompson would like it to. Pound that run and then all of a sudden go deep. You got a good target in Mania, the set end. He's a 6 foot, 180-pound senior. And that was a good throw by Swanson, who does a lot of handing off and keeping. Doesn't do a lot of throwing. That was a pretty good pass play. 7:47 to go, first half. 14-0 Emmitsburg. Give to the tailback. And going left side, not much doing there. Just inside the 20 to the 19, but still gain of 3 yards.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, from up here, it looks like, we got a pretty good stop, but those guys are just pounding it.
Tackle, you mentioned that size. Hammerlick, one tackle, 6'2", 295. The guard, Wirtz, 5'11", 195. The center, 5'10", 230. The other guard, 6'2", 230. The other tackle, 6'5", 235. So that's pretty good size for high school football, especially that 295. And again, tailback. An opportunity into some open space and to the 10-yard line goes Bach.
Yeah, about 11-yard run. Let's see who came up with it. It looked like Fisher was in on it. Number four there, Owen Brower, in on the stop.
Enough for the first down. Clock stops momentarily at 7 minutes now, 6:55 and counting. And a fast-paced first half due to the ground game of Emmitsburg. 6:47 and counting. Time of possession strongly belonging to Emmitsburg. They lead 14-0, looking for more. And a give. This time, the fullback to the 5-yard line. Another 5-yard run. That's Yates once again.
Yeah, they just keep grounding and pounding it. So, you know, Orbs, again, are putting in some fresh bodies up front. But, it's hard to practice this. I know Sheldon has, some good guys. But, during the week to have that scout team offense to run it like Emmitsburg. Nobody runs it like Emmitsburg, and they've been running this deal for decades.
So in and out of the huddle, up to the line, quick snap, give to the fullback. Nope. Keeper and Swanson, and he is around the left side into the end zone.
He is in for a 5-yard touchdown, so that's, I believe, his second touchdown of the night.
Yep, three possessions, three touchdowns for Emmitsburg. So they continue to convert on the offense. Now the kick coming up by Tice Jenis. That was an 80-yard drive for Emmitsburg. That comes with 5:57 to go in the half. And the snap. And the kick. That is up. It is good. And Emmitsburg goes up 21-0. 5:57 to go here in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We're back. Orb football on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Visit McDonald's before or after the game and grab your favorite Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, grilled chicken, or McNuggets. Add a fry with your favorite soft drink for energy to cheer for the Orbs or make the drive home without that growling tummy. McDonald's restaurant at the crossing just off the East Bypass, Highway 60 in Sheldon.
Dave DeCook Siding and Windows and DK Plastics wants to wish the Sheldon Orbs good luck. Let the Castle Beautifier beautify your castle. Replace those old, inefficient windows at the same time. Dave DeCook Siding and Windows and DK Plastics of Archer.
At Proactive Physical Therapy, our team of experienced physical therapists are dedicated to helping you reach your goals and start the new year feeling your best. Whether you're recovering from an injury, seeking relief from aches and pains, or aiming to live a more active lifestyle, our personalized programs are designed just for you. Visit us in Sioux Center, Sheldon, or now Sibley, and let our team help you achieve your goals in the new year. Call Proactive at 720-7664 to set up your appointment.
And we're back at Orab Field. The kick by Emmitsburg. They do nothing at a leisurely pace. They're quick to kick off as well. Covered by the Orabs, one of the up men at the 35. So all in all, works out pretty good for the Orabs. They'll have a good starting spot at their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, I was trying to see one of the up mans there who I believe it was Devin Ben Rigamore picked it up and just got what he can. And so Orabs start out at the 36. Pretty good field position, but 5 minutes, 5:51 left in the half. We got to get the ball rolling here on this drive.
Time to get it fired up, and Seastra with a keeper gets in behind his center and left guard. He's brought down at the 36-yard line. It's minimal gain for the Orabs. Along with that methodical offense in the run game, pretty tough defensively for Emmitsburg as well. Up front there defensively for Emmitsburg, they go with Tremblay, 5'11", 180 senior on the nose. Tyler Albrandt, 5'11", 195 senior, tackle. Keegan Hammerling, 6'2", 295. And the rush end, as they refer to it, Ryan Wirtz, 6'5", 215. Pass play to Wenthe. Wenthe, small open space, flag flies, and Wenthe's ridden out of bounds into the Emmitsburg bench, but you got to figure that's coming back.
Yeah, we got to see once. I think they're going to come back. I'm not sure. Not to throw anybody under the bus, but a couple of Orabs over there. Somebody got somebody in the back or holding, I'm guessing. It's going to be a block in the back, so guessing definitely Emmitsburg will take this penalty, holding. So spot foul there where the hold was, and they're marching back. Yeah, it's going to be about second and 17.
Yeah, and the Orabs playing behind the chains for a second time here tonight. 28-yard line of Sheldon, the line of scrimmage, as they go backwards a little bit. 5:06 to go, second quarter. Emmitsburg up 21-0. Run game has been very effective. Latest drive keyed by a long pass play. And Seastra on the keeper, roll to the right, nothing doing there. Good discipline on the part of Emmitsburg, pulled down at the line of scrimmage. It'll stay at the 28.
Yep, pretty much no gain there, but they're just very disciplined in how they play their positions, both on offense and defense. And credit to Emmitsburg for playing that type of football. But right now, big third down, and with 4 minutes left in the half, a little over 4:30, Sheldon's got to think if they don't convert this, they might not see the ball again this half.
Strong possibility. That running game has been powered up and hitting on every possible cylinder. I think it's past 8 cylinders. They're operating with a 12-cylinder offense tonight.
Well, and they did it again here.
Sorabs get a little bit jumpy, and that'll push back 5.
So, yeah, going to add another 5 on. So now we're well over 20 yards for a first down. So 3rd and 22.
And the Orabs backed up to their own 23-yard line as they break the huddle. And a third down play. You don't have a couple of opportunities to make it out.
No.
You need a big play.
No, you need a big one.
And out of the traditional spread as running back goes out. Sideline pass. Oh, Wenthe timed up the hit perfectly by number 25, Cameron Madden, 6 foot, 160 senior. As Wenthe went up just as quickly, he went down there to make the play. Nothing malicious about it, just good football on the part of Emmitsburg.
Yeah, I was pretty happy to see Wenthe pop back up. That was definitely a college-type hit, college timing. But like you said, all clean, nothing shady about the hit. Just an awesome play by the defense there. Great punt by Tyson.
Mania on the return, comes to his right. He's at the 35, 40. He's got the sideline, 50 in Orab territory. Taken down, but not until he gets into Orab territory. Orab's with a player down.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
that was part of the return.
Coach Cooper's looking. He wants a tripping penalty there. I don't know, number seven here. Colton Jagger's slow to get up, but there was no block. There was no block in the back. There was no hold, but there was definitely could have possibly been a tripping call there.
So across midfield on Byron Mania on the return across the midfield stripe to the 43 of Sheldon.
Yeah, Colton came over the side. He's sitting there rubbing the shin, so definitely possibly missed a tripping call there by the officials. But
out over the football once again, quick snap. Emmitsburg give to the tailback going to right side. Little room around the corner. Shucks off a tackler and brought down by Fisher inside the 30 to the 28-yard line of Sheldon.
Yeah, that was number four, Bach, again with a huge run down to... Where did they spot it? Did you see?
The 27-yard line. 28-yard line, I'm sorry. Yep, 28 of Sheldon. So strong punt by Gettig, but a big return by the set end and corner. Byron Mania gets a lot done for Coach Thompson in this squad as he had the return into Orab territory. Now back out over the ball. Quick toss to the tailback. And he is
nice play
down.
By the Orbs. Nice play. Isaac Wenthe got it in there. Jack Lang, let's see who else come out from that pile. They might have had a blitz kind of drawn up on that, and they hit it just right. No gain on the play for the Orb, or excuse me, E-Hawks.
So second and eight for Emmitsburg as they get set. It's really an unusual offense to watch this thing. Normal time, almost leisurely in the huddle. But then they hit the line of scrimmage, and a quick snap, and they're going. And now the fake, roll to his right, pass out.
He's open.
Flat, that's Mania.
Yeah.
In for six. That'll be a 26-yard touchdown to Mania.
Yep, that's been his target there on that first throw, about 39 yards, and now he got him again.
That'll complete an 80-yard drive. Just a couple of pass plays for Swanson. He's hit them both. Both have gone to Mania. This one for a 26-yard touchdown. 3:11 to go first half. 27-0 in favor of Emmitsburg. Looking to add the extra point.
And I don't know, the first few extra points, this guy's pretty solid. And it's up and through already, almost to the track. So strong leg by the kicker for Emmitsburg.
Has not attempted a field goal, but if they need one at some point in time, I think I would trust him.
It's not looking like they're going to need a field goal tonight.
No.
But
somewhere down the line, rest of the year. 28-0 the score. Emmitsburg scoring on each possession thus far. They've not been denied. 3:11 to go in the half. 28-0 Emmitsburg. Orab football on Kiowa AM 1550 FM 100.
Dedicated to the work of health and healing, it's the mission at Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, and that's why they are proud to support area athletics. Whether you enjoy a challenge in the gym, on the court, or in the field, or cheering in the stands, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center provides unparalleled health care backed by a system of specialists. Learn more by visiting sanfordsheldon.org.
Hi, I'm Dave Vandenbrink, location president at People's Bank in Sheldon. People's Bank has its roots in agricultural lending. This, along with our experience, helps us understand the needs of those in our communities whose livelihood depends on agriculture. Melissa Mao, Andrew DeBoer, and I are ready to help you with your ag financing needs. Stop by and see how we can help you with your farming operation. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back at Orab Field. The kick to Getting. He'll bring it up the left side. Looking to get outside. He's got some room. Hurdles a tackler and one of his blockers. Out to the 40-yard line. Nifty run. Return by Tyson Getting.
Yeah, that's going to be about their best starting position. You know, we thought maybe the Orbs weren't going to see the ball again, but a couple of quick runs and a couple of passes by the E-Hawks gives the ball back in short order to the Orbs with 3 minutes. So kind of critical. You know, the Orbs are going to get the ball opening in the second half, but, you know, to make something substantial here on this drive would be big.
Yeah, big time if you can get the 2-for-1, get in the end zone here and do something with the opening kickoff of the half. And back to throw went. Back to throw is Seatstra out in the flat. It's incomplete to his tight end, Fisher.
Yep, just missed him off the fingertips, but that would have been a good 8-9 yard gain for the Orbs. But instead brings them back to the original line of scrimmage for a second down and 10.
Starting position hadn't been all that bad. Their own 35, 40, 35 and the 40. It's been a couple of penalties that really backed them up. They've seen a couple of, I believe, second or third down at 20s or 20-plus. So the Orbs have had some misfortune out of the pistol. To give to Vanderslice, he's met in a hole, dropped at the 39.
Yeah, there's really nothing there for Cooper either. We just have not found a rhythm either in our run game or our passing. So minimal yards for the Orbs here in this first half. But third down, another big third down. I mean, as fast as Emmitsburg has striked the pay dirt here this first half, we got to be careful in giving them too much time and the ball back before the half.
So third and 11 for the Orbs, their own 39-yard line. Pistol set, one back behind Seatstra. Now comes up next to him, so the traditional spread. And Seatstra looking to throw. He'll go over the middle. And a great play. Mania made a strong play, but an even better play by the wide receiver. That was big time.
Yeah, let's see who caught that. I didn't even see who went up and grabbed that. I think that was Getting, wasn't it?
All the way to the 39 of Emmitsburg.
Yeah, that was about a 22-yard gain or something like that to Seatstra. But Seatstra went up. It was a jump ball basically between him and Mania, 6'1", or 6 foot versus 6'3", and Dyson was able to come down with it.
You got to wonder what they'd do on the basketball court. I got to think there'd be a matchup there, just the way they played that football.
Yeah.
You know, Getting's basketball player. Got to think that Mania is, too. But the first big play for the Orbs comes with a minute 39 to go. First half, Orbs down, 28-0. Pass out in the flat. And able to turn the corner, Meyer Vanderslice this time to the 25-yard line before he's knocked out.
Yeah, it's good. That's gonna move the chains there. Good 11-yard pickup there for Cooper. So first down with a 1:31 left in the half. So huge if Shell could get a little momentum back here and get it in the end zone.
Orbs looking for a spark headed to halftime. Minute 31 as the clock stopped, and it'll wind now. One back in the backfield with Seatstra. Elsewhere, wide receivers going to the end zone left side, and it's in and out of the hands. Orbs had the opportunity. It was there.
That was pay dirt. You know, everybody's not perfect. That went right through Isaac Wenthy's hands, but that was touchdown written all over it.
9 out of 10 he'll catch. That was one.
9.9 out of 10.
But the upside for the Orbs.
Second down.
Yeah, and don't be discouraged because that play worked to perfection.
Yeah.
Almost, I guess.
Yep, for sure. So
you know it's there.
They got a little momentum here, so let's see what they can do with it.
Three receivers, far side, one near side, pass out in the flat, and that was an incomplete pass.
Oh, yeah, that was.
You could tell from our viewpoint here in the press box, it went a little bit sideways, but
definitely
at
forward.
Worst, sideways.
Definitely more north.
Yep.
More north.
Orbs working toward that north end zone. Weather-wise, take a moment to set that up for you. Near perfect night for high school football. 79 degrees, sunshine when we started. Southeast wind at 12, 42% humidity. Low tonight at 59, so we're looking somewhere in the 60s. Halftime and later, very little wind as well. So you are able to make use of that passing game. And a low snap. Seatstra able to recover. Over the middle, it's picked off.
Picked it off at about the 15-yard line.
And the Orbs see the promising drive, 2 minute close with the interception. And that was Yates has done a little bit of everything for Emmitsburg out of that fullback spot. He's, I'm sure, the leading ground gainer. We'll find that out at halftime. But Yates with the INT. And that will set up Emmitsburg at their own 15 and take away what had been a pretty good spark for the Orbs. Didn't quite turn into a flame.
Yeah, the spark turned into nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know, You go back to that drop by Winthy, but doggone it. We were so close, had some momentum. Now the biggest thing is keeping these guys out of the end zone. But
and the give go around the right side. That's the tailback. And the tailback, Bach, with another carry.
Yep, another 5-6 yards by Bach.
And that's so misleading. They look like they're getting 3, maybe 4, but all of a sudden you look at the sticks across the way, and that's a big pickup out to the 21-yard line.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, let's see what
And this one will never get off the ground. And officials consulting. Let's see what we have here.
Yeah, they're going to get Ebert for leaving a little early. So, usually, you know, I want to say that might be the first penalty on Emmitsburg this game, but they're very well disciplined, well coached. I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit and just really acknowledge that's something, especially how they run their offense so quick like that everybody's disciplined not to jump, but they did have one there.
Well, that's a big thing for that offense. Don't get behind the sticks.
Yeah,
and
you can't.
With that kind of running game, if you stay at the sticks or in front of, man, you're going to have a good night. And to give Bach once again, left side, spins off. He's still loose. He's into the open field. He's going left side. Zeitstra able to recover and get him at the 37-yard line of Emmitsburg.
You know, and that's what's so frustrating for the Orbs is that there was a couple of them had their hands on him in the backfield there and ready to take him down, and somehow he spins and gets out of it, and there's nobody there left. And so he was one man away from breaking another one, but I believe maybe Orbs take a timeout to regroup with 21 seconds to keep him out of the end zone here. The Yeehawks first and 10 at their 37.
And I'm looking at the timeouts left on the scoreboard, south end zone, a full complement for both, but we know that's not the case. You got to figure Emmitsburg's got two left?
Yeah, I believe so, if Sheldon took that one.
With 21 seconds, so still time to kick something up for Emmitsburg, see if they can parlay that interception into points. Orbs don't want that to happen.
No, they sure don't.
But 21 seconds left, and Emmitsburg not just the 3 yards in a cloud of dust with that run offense. They've hit a couple of big-time pass plays to Byron Mania, one to get him in position for a touchdown, the other that became a touchdown pass. So they do have some volatility, not just buried in the running game. And out of the huddle, up to the line of scrimmage. Snap out of the shotgun this time, back to throw. Swanson going up the sideline. And incomplete. Overthrows his intended receiver. Had some potential there, but falls incomplete. 15 seconds to go.
Actually, his first incomplete pass, he's only tried three. But the first two were for big gains and one a touchdown, and that was his first incomplete. So 15 seconds left. Second and 10 at their own 37-yard line. So
Orbs with an opportunity at halftime to regroup a little bit. They'll get the football first to start the second half. But in terms of time of possession and effectiveness, Emmitsburg has dominated this first half. And a quick snap. And a keeper. Swanson going to throw again out in the flat. That's incomplete. And an opportunity there to complete the football to Tice, but
yeah,
had both hands on the helmet. Knew he had something go wrong for him on the release.
Yeah, you know, it's one of them deals. You know, they don't lay their hat on and their bread and butter on that pass game, but had him wide open and just couldn't connect with him. So I don't know, got a little excited about how wide open he was or what. But
kind of compare it to baseball, where you pick up a grounder and then kind of spike it into the infield dirt.
I don't know.
I've
never had that problem. I didn't play, but I could ask Colt. He's pretty good at baseball.
And the snap, keeper this time. No.
Yep.
Up. Yeah, it's Swanson. Left sideline. And good speed by Swanson. Kind of a miscommunication there.
Nearly had the
tailback Bach and Swanson fighting for it. Swanson ends up with it, turns it into a huge gain up the sideline into Orrip territory. And let's see where that spot is. 1 second, one play left.
It's down to the
it'll
25.
Spot at the 25. So the Sheldon 25, the line of scrimmage.
Where were they? Where was the previous line?
37.
Okay.
Of Emmitsburg. So the big time play. Good foot on the part of Jenis, but going to go with the pass play. I would not be surprised if Mania would be the target of choice. Orbs are going to call a timeout. See, that'd be an extended field goal. Big foot by Jenis, but
yeah.
Might be asking a little bit too much.
35. Yeah, you're talking about a 41, 42-yarder.
Yeah.
That's the way he's been kicking his extra points, yeah. I think it's, you know.
He'd have a chance.
I think the thing's good, but.
Looks like they're going to huddle up and go instead.
The way this game has been going for them, there's no doubt they're gonna go for the mustard here. So right now, Emmitsburg leading 28-0. One more score, and the clock will keep on a ticking the second half. But, yeah, you know, it's, again, I think you saw or you said in the pregame, Emmitsburg's four. You know, you look at any poll you want or ranking, but I've seen them as high as two and as low as four. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. When they bring everybody back, and they only had basically two seniors that played last year, kind of knew this was going to be a battle, an uphill battle.
Better indication of just what Emmitsburg's got when we get around to semifinals at the Dome, see if they're still standing then.
Yep.
Out of the huddle, back to throw at Swanson. Swanson going up the sidelines, Mania, and batted away. It's going to be incomplete. The Orbs hold. So the halftime score remains 28-0. Time runs out as we played a very brisk first half here at Orb Field. We'll take a timeout, come back, open up our halftime report on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Your insurance is a very personal item, something you only want to discuss with someone you trust. So you certainly don't want to discuss it with someone at an 800 number, someone who doesn't know you and probably will never talk to you again. At Prospective Insurance, it is entirely different. You're talking to someone who cares about you, someone whose highest priority is helping you with the best coverage for your money, someone who has answers to your questions. Talk to Prospective Insurance, proudly representing Grinnell Mutual from Northwest Iowa in your community.
Den Hartog Industries in Hospers is a leading manufacturer in plastics. Some of the best team players come from the smallest communities. Much time, hard work, and devotion goes into the molding of a good team. Den Hartog Industries recognizes this and salutes all the area teams. Den Hartog Industries encourages you to take in the area's activities, athletic and otherwise. Good luck to the area teams for Den Hartog Industries and Hospers. Visit them online at www.denhartogindustries.com.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon proudly support and follow the local teams competing in all sports this season. State Farm has all types of coverage to protect you, your family, and your property. Good luck and enjoy the game.
You're rushing to the game and uh-oh, you forgot to transfer money at the bank. Never fear, CSB Mobile's banking is here. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon Boyden invites you to download their CSB mobile banking app to your iPhone or Android device and start banking anytime, anywhere. Banking at your fingertips when it's convenient for you so that you can get back to the game. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
It's your friends at the Pizza Ranch in Sheldon inviting you in for our fresh salad bar, country's best chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, and so much more. And try our awesome pizzas like buffalo chicken, taco pizza, pepperoni, or let your crew customize your favorite pizza just for you. We call it our buffet your way. Don't forget the dessert pizza and ice cream. Saddle up in posse and head down to the Pizza Ranch in Sheldon.
We are at halftime here at Orb Field. L.A. and the coach, Corey Rose. And the first halves belong to Emmitsburg. Time of possession, able to run their offense effectively. And they lead at halftime 28-0. And believe had scored on each of their possessions up until the interception by Yates. Last play of the half into the end zone. Orbs able to break it up. But prior to that, three drives, only four possessions for Emmitsburg, but time-consuming drives and long distance. Orbs have had five possessions. So it's been a quick first half.
It has been a quick, and that's how they play. That's how they play football. You know, it was not surprising to me whatsoever when they won the toss and they wanted the rock. You know, they were going to go down, they were going to score, they had their game plan together, and exactly what they did. So, you know, kind of took. You know, they kind of just want to just kind of keep pecking away at you until the wind is out of your sail, and you know, hopefully the Orbs can go in the halftime room and find a little wind back. You know, get a little wind back in their sail because. You know, 28-0 seems like a long ways, but, you know, we showed some areas there in that pass game where we can, you know, we can maybe sting them a little bit. So we just got to find a way.
Well, the Orbs with an ability to score points in a hurry. They've got some amazing team speed. So we'll see what happens with that first possession of the half. But you don't want to get discouraged if it doesn't work out, but you really look for some success on that first possession.
Absolutely you do, and that kind of sets the tone for the game. And if you can come out and punch somebody right in the throat, that's exactly what Emmonsburg did. But, you know, so far, you know, the effort has not lacked by the Orbs. It's just they got to figure it out. And, you know, you got to kind of account for every single back, every play. And when they got that kind of size up front, if they take a lineman or a backer out of the picture, that's leaving a couple of guys unaccounted for, and Swanson, the senior quarterback, is doing a great job of reading the defense right now, and that's what it's amounting to.
Well, it's a unique offense. I would be willing to hazard a wager, though not extremely sizable, because I'm not right that often. But
oh,
I don't
yourself credit.
Well, I don't see. Well, if we're talking big money, you know, say maybe a $5 bet, want to hedge that. But I don't think the Orbs are going to see an offense like this one the rest of the year.
No, they're not going to see this, and they're not going to see it in the whole state of Iowa. You know, like I said, they've Emmonsburg has been running the same offense, the same hurry up, for decades, and they've only probably went through three coaches since the 70s or 80s for sure, and they all just seem to walk in and accept that that's what they do, and then when you do something that long, you're very good at it, and they were very good at it in the 80s, maybe the late 70s, and they continue to be very good at it now, and again, you know, we talk about it, it's we got some great young guys, and Monday through Thursday in the practice room, you got the scout team offense trying to put that together. But you just, there is no way you simulate this offense, period.
No, and I would encourage listeners to check out the video component. See this thing. You can get a link on the website, KIWARadio.com, along with the regular stream, and of course our broadcast, Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.7, home game. So there is that video stream option. If you can get to that, it's very easy to get to if you have the technology to get to it. Encourage you to do that. Well, I think I can get to it
last week, so I guess that makes about anybody be able to get to it.
I would encourage listeners to check it out here in the second half and see just what this thing looks like. But a lot of misdirection. You've got what looks like an I formation, quarterback under center, fullback behind him, tailback behind the fullback, but then off to the side, you've got the third back, the halfback, and occasionally they'll run a full house backfield too. So there's a lot of deception and misdirection in this offense, and they do run it very well.
Yeah, you know, they set up in, you know, you think how many formations, but they set up in the wishbone, the eye, the wing, you know, wing eye, left, right, and then they're still doing counters up front. You know, as the huddle breaks, most of the time the guys on the left, and not always, but the guys on the left side of the huddle go to the right side of the line and vice versa up front. So they're crisscrossing on their way to the line of scrimmage. They're set. I give them credit. They're very adamant that everybody's set for at least a second before that ball snap. That's been something over the years that opposing teams have really got after the officials, that they come up there and everybody is not set for a complete second before they snap the ball. But tonight it surely looks like they're being, you know, they're set for a second, but. Then you not only got those guys crossing before the play, but then you got the counters that those guys are pulling and crossing And so it's you just don't know who's coming at you and where they're coming from and who's going to hit you. But again, they've been doing it so long, and you know whether they, you know, I'm assuming they do this in junior high. These kids, they probably walk and sleep this offense for a number of years. But you know, again, they can be beat. We've shown we can get, you know, we can get behind their defensive backs, and we just got to hang on the ball. And Luke, or you know, Caesar has got the Luke. I say the Caesar's dad's name. What's up with that?
I don't know.
But you know, Caesar just got to lay it up there and put it in there and let these receivers go under and catch the ball. So long road ahead for the Orbs, but definitely climbable.
Absolutely, and to kind of put this thing in John Madden's, it's a methodical hurry-up offense.
There you go. There you go.
It's just crazy.
It is. It's fun to watch, you know. Probably not so fun, and I know it isn't so fun because back in my day, this was the Lakes Conference, and, you know, next year they redistrict again, and so the non-district games will come back around, and we'll see who we got. And maybe we won't see these guys again for – who knows, 10 years. I don't know. You know, it depends on how that all gets redistricted. But I know back in my day, it was a nightmare because you got by them and you knew you were going to see them the following year. But I will say, my junior year, these guys were rated about what they are now, and we beat them right here on this field my junior year.
So all right.
That memory for all the guys out there that remember that team, I remember after the game I went and jumped in on Mark Peterson. He was a lineman right beside me. Stuart Cooper, one of the coaches, he was one of the linemen on that team. And, yeah, it was an exciting time.
Yeah, that's one night where the Ehawks
remember
the
Orbs. See, I still
remember
it. I still remember it.
There you go.
I don't know why.
Another
good
question.
It wasn't turf back then, by the way. We still had grass.
Another good question for you. I think you've got some time as an MYFL coach, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, did you ever play these guys? And if you did, were they running this offense at that level?
No. So, I don't know if they, you know, played some MYFL, but no, we never got over there. We never played them, but, you know, no, it would be interesting to see if, but I'm guessing their junior high is definitely running this, you know, in the junior high level, so.
Gotta wonder. We'll take another time out. Halftime presentation by the Orb Marching Band. The Marching Orbs coming to a close. 4:47 on the halftime clock. We'll see if they tack on the standard 3 minutes when the teams get back out. Both teams still talking things over. We'll take a time out. We're back. Orb football on KIWA-FM 100.7 AM 1550. We're back.
Everyone has a reason for choosing their lender. And if you're in the business of agriculture, you'll find more reasons for choosing Farm Credit Services of America. Along with attractive rates and convenient services, we offer unsurpassed expertise. We also deliver cash-back dividends. No other lender gives back to its customer owners like we do. We are Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Sheldon Power and Equipment is proud to bring you Orb Sports. Sheldon Power and Equipment is the trusted choice for ag equipment and truck repair for competitive labor rates. 50-plus years of combined mechanical experience, code reader diagnostics, and DOT inspections. Check out their showroom with expanded inventory of parts and equipment. See what's new at Sheldon Power and Equipment, located at 125 North 3rd Avenue, where they specialize in service. Check them out at sheldonpower.com.
Ask Ameriprise Financial J.A. Tice about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach to see if you're prepared for your financial future. We understand your goals and provide personalized advice to help you reach them. Call J.A. Tice today at 712-324-5292. Office is located at 824 3rd Avenue, Sheldon, Iowa, 51201. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Back at halftime here at Kiowa Radio. And at halftime, Emmitsburg in control, 28-0, scoring on their first four possessions in this contest here tonight. And that run game up and humming, hitting on all cylinders here tonight as they come back out after the halftime intermission. Locker room over at the middle school, the Orbs, with some facilities here at Orb Field. We've not seen them return to the near sideline, out below the press box either. And 2:31 on the game clock in the south end zone. We'll see if any time gets added on. But at the end of the broadcast tonight, we'll give you our choice for the power play of the game. That's brought to you by Sheldon Power and Equipment. Player powering the Orbs tonight, brought to you by Sheldon Power and Equipment. Their commitment to a customer service. When it comes to powerful Sheldon Power and Equipment, the place to go. Go to SheldonPower.com. Today's winner, the power player of the game, will earn the Powering the Orbs t-shirt given to the player named in that category. So that's coming up, the end of the contest. Coming up here, the second half of our broadcast of the matchup here tonight. The Orbs look to get something going. They'll have the football first to start the second half. And look at scoring. First possession, 65-yard drive as Hammondsburg won the toss, elected to receive. Braden Yates, fullback, 1-yard run. The kick by Tice Dennis was good, 7-0. 7:27 to go first quarter. Then with 37 seconds to go in the first, 67-yard drive comes to a close. Gavin Swanson, the quarterback, 15-yard run. Dennis, the extra point, 14-0, 37 seconds to go. And then in the second quarter, couple of scores for the E-Hawks as well. 80-yard drive, quarterback Swanson, 5-yard touchdown run. The kick's good, it's 21-0. And in the second quarter, at the 3:11 mark, back on the board, 43-yard drive. It's Byron Mania, 26-yard touchdown pass. He had a long reception to set up that touchdown pass. Kick is good, 28-0. Emmitsburg, that's where we're at halftime. And as far as statistics, the running game showing up strong for Emmitsburg. Time of possession and the rushing yardage clearly favoring them. Passing very limited but effective, I guess, back to 500, right? Two out of four?
Yeah, two out of five. Swenson. Yeah, he had one. And both to number two, Mena. Is that how you say?
Yeah, Mania. Mania. Been going
Mania. One for 39 yards, one for 26, and a TD. So, yeah, they don't throw it, put it in the air much, but when they do, it was big, and it paid off. So, Landon, you know, he had four completions on about eight attempts. Had some good passes. One for 15 yards to Mitchell Fisher, about a 22-yarder to Tyson Getting, and about 11-yarder to, well, he passed around. And the four completions came to four different guys. Cooper Meyer Vanderslice had one for 11, and then Isaac Wenthe just early on the game had one for just 4 yards. But, again, Wenthe was the one that dropped it in the back corner. Again, not going to throw it on him. That was going to be a tough catch anyway, but we get a couple of those back, and just really weren't able to get the run game going at all here in the first half for the Orbs. So, you know, hopefully we get something going.
Well, some time was added to the scoreboard, but Amherstburg back on the field ready to kick. Orbs headed in that direction too. The officials now taking their possession, so that extra time taken off the clock. I look down at the end zone and see a 12.
Yep.
It's good to be the official.
It is.
We're not going to do this minute 42.
No.
We're going to get this thing going.
Let's roll.
And timing such, we're at 5 minutes past 8 o'clock as we start the second half.
What did you say?
Clock-consuming drive for Emmitsburg, so very
we're
quick
five
into halftime.
You say we're 5 minutes past 8?
Yep, 5 past 8.
You need a new Superman watch, man. Look, my phone
11
says 8:11.
Past 8.
Is that a Superman watch, really?
No, that's the guy trying to read it. Yeah, it is a Superman watch.
Wow.
Well, the idea.
Oh, that must be Minnesota time. Oh, that's what it is.
No, I'm trying.
Dude,
I'm trying to.
You got Minnesota math and Minnesota time. You never told me that.
Yeah. Yeah, I need
that's
a digital
cool.
watch, maybe. The idea.
Why don't
there,
you wind that?
Got the
wind that Mickey.
No, I'm just reading it wrong.
I know. It was
can't
upside down.
To, the Superman watch and a Superman ring. The idea being I don't think I'm Superman. It's to remind me that I'm not. Kick return by the Orbs. Getting to the center of the field. Kicks it to the outside. Left side still digging, still driving. Out to the 39-yard line. So the Orbs, if you were wondering about the spark the second start the second half, that's it right there.
Yep.
Orbs was ready to go.
That was a good return. He started up the right side and kind of swigged to the middle, and there was an opening, and went all the way to the left side of the field. Probably had as many yards east and west as he did north and south, but great start position for the Orbs. First and 10 at the 39.
Well, the game doesn't hinge on this drive, but it is important. The Orbs down 28-0 to give in the backfield. Across the 40, out to the 41. Minimal gain, but positive yards for the Orbs.
Yep, Cooper just for a yard or two, so. Yeah, that's maybe a yard and a half, but not much. Give it to the interior there of Emmitsburg again.
So we're off and rolling into the second half. Just past 8 o'clock, we'll call it.
8:13. What's Superman say, dude?
He's saying 8:13
also. I
want
to listen to him. I want to listen to him. He's super not right.
No, that's operator error. He hadn't been near any kryptonite.
Okay.
Back to pass. Seastra out in the flat.
Oh.
And it's going to be incomplete off the fingertips. Maybe a little bit too much on the fastball, but Orbs had the play set up pretty well. Nice move by Seastra to look downfield and then kick it out to the sideline.
Yeah, just looked at his first guys downfield. They weren't where they needed to be as far as being open, and just was going to kick it out to Isaac on the flat. But like you said, comes your baseball. A little too much heat on that baby, right?
Yep. We might be seeing that again, too. It was Brower running down the hash.
And Brower's got some wheels. We found that out.
Yeah, this team, that would be the key to me with this year's edition of the Orbs, team speed. And a pass to Seedstra. Time to throw.
Got time.
Rolls to his left under pressure, throws it out in the flat. It's caught. And that's Wimpy working the far sideline, still going, loses the ball. Did it get out of bounds? Did not. Going to be a fumble and recovery for Emmitsburg.
Well,
fight for yardage, that's what you want players to do. No, it's going to stay with you. Well,
let's see,
that's going to be the spot. Who's got the ball?
Right.
First down, that doesn't help any either. Orbs.
Oh, they did give it to him.
Yeah, Orbs bring the defense out. So the Orbs with a pass completion. Nice hookup, Wimpy and Seedstra. And Wimpy, you want him to fight for extra yards, but Emmitsburg playing the team defense, able to take it away.
Was that Wimpy or was that Tyson Getting?
I'm going based on it looked like a move that Isaac would put on.
I'm going by the shoes, but
there you go.
I don't know. So it was Getting. I win.
So Orbs with a big time play.
Thanks, Coach Goody.
Turn it over. So back on offense, Emmitsburg. They'll give to the tailback. Brought down at the 32-yard line.
Yeah. Number four there, Bach, for another.
Minimal gains. The Orb defense settling in, playing the run pretty well in that instance.
Yeah, just, maybe a yard there. So great job by the Orb D. Jack Lang on the tackle.
Other scores tonight, a lot of games of interest, but we got to halftime in such quick fashion that other score is not available. See what we can tell you at the conclusion, but later on tonight, check out the website for scores. On the roll, Swanson to his right, looking downfield. Throws
incomplete.
Short, and at the 50, it's dropped. That was a first down that was just waiting to happen. That's a tough catch to make.
It is.
I think he knows tight end, having played the possession, that you're spinning and trying to catch at the same time. That makes it difficult.
You're trying to catch, and actually it was pretty low, maybe between the knee and the shin area there. And so when you're over 6 foot or 6 foot plus, that's a tough catch. But
so the Orbs with an opportunity to get Emmitsburg off the field. It's third and 7 at the Emmitsburg 33-yard line. And again, the quick snap. Caper by Swanson going left side. He's got a hole. He's got some acceleration. He's got a first down. And able to elude the tackler. He's up the sideline, and he is gone. end zone for Swanson, and that's a run of 70 yards.
Yep, 70-yard TD, so huge run by Swanson.
Big night for him continues. Yep, he's got a pair already.
Third touchdown for him, I have.
So cashing in off the fumble recovery. Emmitsburg in for the score. That'll make it 34 to nothing. Extra point would get the clock moving. This game's pace will pick up even more. So the kick up coming by Jenis. And it's up, and it is good, and it is 35 to nothing, a running clock situation here in Sheldon. We'll take a break. We're right back. Or a football on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
This is Heather, your lead pharmacist at Lewis Family Drug in Sheldon. I'm inviting you to stop in and learn about all the services we have to offer here at Lewis. We can make your life easier by filling all of your medications to be ready on the same day each month. We also have text or email notifications. We offer medication packaging, mail service, free in-town delivery, and all vaccinations. Our Lewis pharmacists are here ready to help. Please stop in and let us make you our priority at Lewis Family Drug Sheldon.
Sheldon Family Dental, located in the Arlington Plaza in downtown Sheldon, is looking forward to caring for your dental health. Dr. Anderson and her dental team make courtesy and honesty their approach to making your dental visit a good experience. They offer professional dental services and a family-friendly atmosphere, and they look forward to serving you. New patients are always welcome. Call 324-3646 for your family's next dental appointment.
And we're back at Orb Field, 9:59 to go, third quarter. Emmitsburg into the end zone, cash in the fumble recovery, an electrifying run. Orb's on the reverse on the kick return. Headed for the left sideline, a little bit of room out to the 25, 27-yard line before being knocked out, bounced out, far side of the field. I believe that was Wenthy.
Yeah.
And Orb's will have first and 10 at their own. Where are we marking? Officials still with the football.
They're still walking around.
Oh, they bumped him out a little quicker than I thought.
No, 27?
Yeah.
27.
So the Orbs knocked out of bounds a little sooner than I had thought as we looked far side of the field. Orbs up over the football looking to get something going here in the third, and the give. Meyer Vanderslice, MVS, out to the 30-yard line, pick up the three.
Maybe a couple there for three, but, yeah, again, that Tremblay, Albert, Hammerling, Wirtz up there up front there for Emmitsburg, getting it done. They're closing the holes.
Yeah, they have done some work.
Oh, they're quick. You know, if they're quick on offense, it only makes sense they're quick on defense, so.
Yeah, it's one of those deals, that difference between quickness and speed.
Yeah.
The Orbs have a lot of speed, but Emmitsburg maybe not the flat-out speed, but they've got some great quickness.
Right.
I would argue, I guess, Swanson, I'd call that speed. Orbs going down the hash marks, and that is picked off. Orbs to the point where they got to take some chances. It'll be picked off at the 40-yard line of Emmitsburg.
But he had, Wenthy had a couple steps on his, go figure, had a couple of steps on his defender, just just a shade underthrown by Seatra, and come up with a big interception for Emmitsburg. So,
Emmitsburg,
not
what
the Orbs drew up, for sure.
Was not. 35-0 score, Emmitsburg in front, 7:56 to go third quarter, in a running clock situation. And out of the huddle, up to the line, quick snap, and a give to the fullback out across 40 to the 42. That's Yates, who's very active in the first half.
Yeah, these guys, good four-yard gain. Just spreading the wealth around. But
that's kind of a strange deal now with this offense. You want to let the clock roll.
Yeah.
Take a little more time in the huddle because you can't
Absolutely.
Really change what you do at the
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely.
You've
got
to keep that rhythm going. And they do. Quick to the line, quick snap. Give to the fullback again. Right side brought down at the 43-yard line. So minimal gain for Yates.
Maybe one, maybe a half there. Not too much. But, yeah, you're right. You know, the clock keeps running, but the play clock, you know, now as we looked at it, 30 seconds. So, They want to drag their feet just a little bit of bringing the play in. But, yeah, you don't want to upset, you know, kind of how you run it.
Yeah, I think you got to use the time in the huddle is the way it looks. Because they'll snap, well, with 14 seconds to go. They give to Yates once again, right side, and he's got a chance. Not the flat-out speed. He's going to get caught where he puts a move on the defender, and he'll drag him to the 2-yard line. All the way down to the 2. Looked like the ball may have been loose, but it's going to stay. Orbs have it. Oh, great play by the Orb defense. The idea of, well, he's gone.
Yeah.
But no, the Orbs do not give up. The ball comes loose, and they have it at their own 1-yard line.
Was that Bach on the run? I didn't.
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Well, you have to absolutely appreciate that effort. Big time effort by the Orbs.
About a 51-yard run or a little more, but, you know, Orbs, again, weren't going to give up. So big, big hole for the Orbs to dig out of, but, you know, little life. The crowd here is getting after it. And, again, 99 yards to go to Pater, but at least they kept him out of the end zone. So it's a big win.
Absolutely. Now see what the Orbs do. Offensively, if they try and hammer it out and get some distance, that's got the crowd fired up. You can feel the press box moving a little bit. Orbs in the end zone of the backfield. Seaster to throw out in the flat. He's got the first down. And Moore out to the 17-yard line, far side.
Yeah, let's see who come up with that.
And far side of the field and in a group of black jerseys. Orbs with the home blacks, black pants, black jerseys, burnt orange, Vanderslice.
Yep, it was.
That's a big time play. He gets him out of the shadow of the end zone. First and 10 for the Orbs. Standard spread, Vanderslice in the backfield with Seaster. Seaster looking to throw, looking to go up the middle, and a little bit too high for Wenthe. But you got what you're looking for. You get Wenthe out there one-on-one, you got to like your chances.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's gonna get a step on him. And, you know, it's just going to be timing. You know, they played one game, of course, last week, and they practice on this. But I don't know how much different. But when you got an arm like Landon and wheels like Isaac, you know, that timing is pretty important.
It is. And the feeling, the trust, you know, that the idea that you're not going to overthrow him. And Seastra coming around the right side, and he'll tuck it back up. He'll go. And still digging. That's what you get with a 6'3", 220-pound quarterback. Should have been stopped at about the 23, but he's all the way out to a first down. He's finally nudged out of bounds in front of the Aura bench at about the 33.
Yeah, great run by Landon. Just kept the legs moving. And like you said, when you're 6'3", 215, 220, it's going to take more than one guy on your shoulders to take you down. And
three,
showed it right there.
3:38 and counting. A running clock here in Sheldon, so the clock doesn't stop on incomplete passes. To give Vanderslice now the toss to Wenthe going left side. Wenthe out in the open. He's got a chance. He's gone. To the 30, the 20, the 10. No chance of getting Wenthe, and he outruns the defender. The last defender, 20 yards. He had 20 yards on him when he crossed the goal line.
Yeah, that
occurred at the Europe 33. On the toss to the outside to Wenthe.
60 yards. So that's about a 69-yard run, right?
69 works for me.
I was wondering what that Minnesota math was. I was getting all excited there.
Orbs on the board. 3:18 to go here in the third quarter. Lightning strikes in the form of Isaac Wenthe. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Orbs get a clock stopper. 35-7. That'll eliminate the running clock. 3:18 to go, third quarter. We're back in just a moment.
Langer's in the Lounge in downtown Sheldon is proud to support the Sheldon Orbs. Stop into the Lounge or Langer's before and after the game for 5 different kinds of pizzas served till closing, maybe a snack or a cold beverage. Relax and talk about the game, play many of the exciting arcade games, or have a complete sit-down meal. See what's new at the Lounge, and good luck to Orb Nation from Langer's in the Lounge in downtown Sheldon, the place to go before or after the game. Go Orb Nation.
Sudbet Trucking takes milk serious. Dairy hauling done utterly perfect. Your dairy industry leader in milk transporting, long or short. Sudbet Trucking Incorporated, Sheldon, Iowa, 324-0182.
This summer, North Star Community Credit Union is lighting up the season with a hot deal just for you. Take advantage of our one-year CD special, offering an incredible 5.20% annual percentage yield with a minimum deposit of $500. Now's the perfect time to watch your money grow. Visit North Star Community Credit Union at any of our convenient locations in Cherokee, Ida Grove, or Sheldon. Or go online to nsccu.org to lock in this sizzling rate. Terms and conditions apply. APY assumes dividends added to principal quarterly. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Rates subject to change. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back at Orb Field following the touchdown by the Orbs. Returned by Amosburg into the open field. A chance. A touchdown saving tackle across midfield to the 45-yard line of Sheldon. But the Orbs bring down the return man to avoid the touchdown.
Yeah, the hitbot gave it right back to him. Just a good center return there set up by Amosburg. And was able to get it to, well, it looks like now. Thought he had a few more than what he did, but they're setting it up at the 45 of the Shell Norb, so they are in positive position again there for the Ehawks to start this drive.
And this effort by the Orbs, lost in the electricity that went the run, fumble recovery at their own 1 yard line, so they go 99 yards. And a wall at the line.
Yeah, it was huge. I don't know. I think it was, yeah. If it was Jack Lang that got him in the backfield, but he was able to get away, but then a whole host of Orbs. I'm going to say the whole right side of the defensive line and linebackers were able to wrap him up for maybe a half-yard gain there.
Fired up bunch of Orbs coming off that touchdown by Wimpy, looking at a 2nd and 9 for Emmitsburg. And a give in the backfield. Around the right side and knocked out of bounds at the 40.
Yep, another good run. Brings up a little bit more of a manageable third down for the Hawks. But, good job by the Orbs. And, you know, knowing the Hawks and the way their defense is played, that's probably four down territory for them with the lead they have and the position on the field.
So 3rd and 2 quickly. At the line of scrimmage, a snap, keep by Swanson, going left side. He's able to make the corner and pushed out of bounds at, see the spot at the 20, goes out of bounds for a first down.
Yeah, Seastra got him out of bounds, but not after about an 18-yard gain again. Swanson definitely having the game tonight.
And a change or two for the Ehawks. Getting some experience for the bench players to see it. Running back number 34, Jack Wilcoxon, has come in. He's a junior, 5'7", 140. And he'll line up as one of the two backs in the backfield. And a straight ahead run got loose somehow.
Oh, my gosh, I
don't know how he did that.
Yeah,
he's just inside the 15 to the 14.
Yeah, number 30 there just was able to.
That's the kicker, Tyus Jenis, getting an opportunity in the backfield. So Swanson remains, but a couple of different running backs. Later stages here for Amosburg. Minute 30 and counting here in the third quarter. Orbs getting the lead to 35-7 with that 99-yard drive.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was. Just the heart to keep playing. To force a fumble at your own 1 yard line. Going right side, flag flies.
Oh, we're gonna
to
come
the 10
back
yard
on that
line.
One.
You're right, that's backing up.
That's only, if I want to say, maybe Emmitsburg's 2nd penalty of the game. Oh. So, again, very, very disciplined ball club.
To get back to that, though, what kind of message does that send? You keep playing, looks like the guy is loose.
Yeah.
Long touchdown, you force a fumble at the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Go 99 yards the other way. We need to get a definitive on who recovered that fumble.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
exactly.
That, to me, is looking like a T-shirt.
Yep, for sure.
To have that kind of not give up, that kind of attitude. Think of famous plays in Buffalo and the Super Bowl is what came to mind right away. So 2nd and 15, back to the 25. And that's not Swanson. He'll throw out in a flat.
Oh.
And another flag flies.
Well, he's in the end zone, but we got some more flags here. Yeah. So
a new backfield.
Emmonsburg getting just a little bit sloppy on this drive, but you know, if that's, they got some new guys up front too, I'm not quite sure. Just to let you know, LA, you gave me a really nice program.
Yes.
With the orbs on both sides, so I apologize to all the E-Hawk people out there.
Really?
Yeah, look.
Oh, see. Flip that over.
Flip that over. I'll flip that over.
Inside the protective sheath, and then you'll have her.
I'll be.
Sorry about
I'll
that.
I'll be. Okay. I thought you were just messing with me.
Oh, no.
You would do that. I know you would.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not that unintelligent.
It's that Minnesota thing. You're always messing with these Iwegians.
I don't know. You don't mess with the ball.
Of course, you've been an Iwegian long enough. Here he goes. Oh. Back to pass. Long. Oh.
Incomplete. Great play in the secondary by the Orbs.
Only, you know, second down. I got another. Well, I'm sure this is four down territory for Emmonsburg here.
Yeah,
so.
I think with residency, I've developed dual citizenship.
There you go. There you go. And you can play that to your favor.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't like what Minnesota's doing, I'm an Iowan, and vice versa. I'm from Minnesota. Yeah, the Orb faithful here, which, by the way, has a great crowd out tonight, and they all seem to be kind of sticking around, but big third down, and let's see, what do they got on the third down and 21 at the 21.
Big time play. Orb's looking for a stop and a give. Coming around the right side, that's Wilcoxon. He has dropped close to the original line of scrimmage at the 21, or I guess one of the original lines of scrimmage.
Yeah.
They've had some penalty problems.
Yeah, nice job there.
So fourth down, you look for Emmonsburg to rock it again, although it's a fourth and 13. Look over to the sidelines. 35-7.
I think they're going to wait. It's going to be quarter here.
Yeah, I'm going to let it roll. Good move by Emmonsburg. Let the quarter expire. We go to the fourth, 35-7, Emmonsburg. In front and with the football, but looking at a fourth and 13 when we return. We're back in a moment for a football on Kiowa AM 1550 FM 100.
Your Sheldon Hy-Vee Pharmacy now has the new COVID-19 and flu vaccinations for the 24-25 season with the updated COVID vaccine available to those 12 years and up. Schedule an appointment in advance to receive both vaccines at Sheldon's Hy-Vee Pharmacy. You can schedule up to four vaccines per appointment, including COVID, flu, RSV, shingles, and pneumonia. And when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee in Sheldon, you'll earn a 20-cent per gallon fuel saver. For more information, contact the Sheldon Hy-Vee Pharmacy at 324-2516.
Babcock Meat Company in Sheldon, as well as Alton, carry a quality line of meat products that include cuts of steaks, chops, roasts, and bacon. Ground favorites like breakfast sausage, cooked and skinless brats, along with a variety of smoked products like snack sticks, jerky, summer sausage, and other specialty items. They also offer Phoenix grills, Big Green Egg smoker grills, and grilling accessories. Babcock Meat Company, serving you from Sheldon and Alton.
And we're back at Orb Field. We get ready to start the fourth quarter, and we're going to see that opportunity from Janice. Coach could have a relatively long field goal for high school. Ball spotted at the 30, and a bad snap, so we're never going to know. Looking to throw, and nearly picked off by the Orbs, but it's a matter of field position. Actually, a good decision or a good break not to pick off the pass.
Correct.
Because it goes back to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, correct. So,
but a bad snap. Emmonsburg set to give the kid a shot. Jenis from 40. Ball was teed up at the 30.
I would have liked to have seen that. Yeah.
We were at 30, yeah. So it would have been a 40-yard try.
The end zone is 10 yards.
Yeah.
Is the end zone 10 yards in Minnesota, too?
It is.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes in Canada, but I don't think so.
Well,
first and 10 for the Orbs. And the Seaster remains in. The Orbs looking to get the offense off the hop. And
what a bounce to Wenthy.
Picks it up off the hop, and he's out to the 30-yard line.
That turf kind of favored him on that one.
Yeah, that was a good clean hop, man. You think of getting back to baseball again. sometimes they'll throw across the infield, takes that hop on turf, and you get that perfect hop to the first baseman for the out. That's what that looked like. Orbs are going to go in reverse, though. Caught doing something he ain't supposed to do, I think.
Oh. What do we have here?
I don't understand that. The sticks haven't really changed.
No. Well, there
well, call back because the Orbs are back at the original line of scrimmage, second and 10. So I'm not sure what happened there, but for a play that never happened, it was pretty exciting.
That was a really cool play that never happened.
Entertaining.
I don't know.
So the Orbs, one back in the backfield, regular spread, three receivers. Far side, Seastra looking to go over the middle. And a little miscommunication, I think, on the pattern. We do have a flag flies. I think a receiver got grabbed on the way through, possibly.
Yeah, we'll see. That's what they're
It'd be the
receiver says that, so we'll see if
so it's got to be true.
Yeah.
And the Arabs will get the first down. So the clock at 11:48, fourth quarter.
Pass interference is what they're getting Emmonsburg for. That'd be 15 yards, and that will result in a first down. So first and 10 at the 38-yard line.
And the fans getting into it again here at Orb Field. And the snap, Seastra looking to throw. And a receiver, I think... It's hard not to do. Check traffic a little bit before making the catch. And it looked like an opportunity where it could break big. And I'd be just checking traffic a little bit.
Again, we never want to throw any kid under the bus. Winthy was just looking at all the open green space there in front of him. I think he scores, and that went.
And it wouldn't have mattered.
And it wouldn't have mattered because it looks like we had a – we had a hold or something here. Yeah,
hit with a penalty, so the line of scrimmage becomes the...
So maybe it was a good thing because you go all the way down and score. That would really hurt to walk all the way back here.
It would. 33-yard line becomes the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 15 for the Arabs.
No, back to the 38, so yeah. Holding, I would imagine, a spot foul, so around the 48. I don't know.
And the snap, Seastra looking to throw. Orbs going to put it in the air, going up the sideline, and caught. Puts a move on a defensive back and accelerates.
Oh, he's still going.
He's been moving, going.
He's
into the end zone. A lot of want-to on that play along with some great speed.
Yeah, that was Tyson Getting there. What a move. Yeah,
he's got some jets, too.
He's got some jets, so... Huge, huge play for
so a 77-yard pass and catch, wasn't it?
Yeah, 77.
Tyson Getty hooking up with Seastra. The kick is up, and it is good. Orbs on the board again. Another electrifying play, 35-14. 11:28 to go, fourth quarter. We're back in just a moment. Or football on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner or you've owned your home for years, at People's Insurance, we make it our priority to make sure you are properly covered for one of your largest investments. Contact me, Jeffrey Granstra, insurance agent at People's Insurance, for a free quote. Call me at 712-324-4400 or stop by our location inside People's Bank, 2400 Park Street.
Get the stain-fighting power of Maytag and a new top-load washer that's built to handle tough loads. It includes the deep-fill option for more water when you want it, plus the power agitator uses 360-degree wash action to break up stubborn messes. Shop Downtown Hardware to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. See Downtown Hardware Hank in Sheldon for more information.
Top Notch Stitching in Sheldon is a proud supporter of the Sheldon Orbs. Stop in and check out all our custom school designs. We're your one-stop shop for all your custom merchandise with heat transfer and embroidery designs from many of the local community schools. We have a full line of athletic wear, including Under Armour, and with a quick turnaround time, you'll be showing your support for your school in no time. Stop in at Top Notch Stitching today.
And the Arabs back on the scoreboard again, set for the kick, but a few changes being made by Emmitsburg, so the Arabs come off to the side as well. Recap a little bit, a little back and forth football for the Arabs with the flags flying, but it ends up being an 80-yard drive. Seastra to Tyson Gettig, 77-yard touchdown play. Up the right sideline, Gettig able to elude a tackler, then put on the jets, ran into an opening between a group of about four. When he was grabbed, he carried a couple of defenders into the end zone. That's a 77-yard touchdown. So Tyson with a big-time play as well.
Yeah, that's, you know, exactly what we needed. I mean, you know, we're in the game here with 11:30 left in the fourth. But again, when we can hit that long ball and score, this thing's could be wide open. And maybe that is what Emmitsburg decided to call a timeout for. They kind of set up for a onside kick the way it looks. They got their hands team out there, so.
Yeah, and they get into a lot of motion even on a
onside kick coverage. Right? Right?
Moving all the time. But set when they have to be just prior to the snaps. Here we go. We'll see what the Orbs do with potential onside kick. Run on the football, and they're going to kick it straight away. And it's going to end up, oh my, what a kick back to the 5-yard line.
And now they got
to
get
in the cover. They do. 8-yard line. What a turn of events.
Yeah, I thought that thing was going to go sailing into the end zone and hit about the 3 and stop. Literally, just stop.
You got to wonder.
If I was golfing, I would have to fix that divot.
Yes. And you got to thank Jonathan Martinez. He had a little backspin.
Yeah, it was
thing,
backspin.
It looked like a golf shot.
I mean, it hit and stayed.
That was impressive.
I got to go get my divot fixer thingy, the two-prong deals, and I'll have to go out there after because I can almost see where that ball landed from here.
Wow. Out of the huddle and back on offense.
Oh, nice, nice play. Oh, wrap it up.
At the 10-yard line, Orbs with a tackle.
Great play. Let's see who kept with him.
And with that second Orbs touchdown, the starting backfield is back in.
Yeah,
Yates, the fullback.
Yeah.
Quarterback is back in. Also, I believe, the tailback, Bach, and Trembley, the halfback, back in. So Emmitsburg getting the first teamers back in. The Orbs score a pair. And again, coming around to right side, that's Bach. Bach with an opening up the sidelines. He's got a chance. And he got pushed out of bounds.
Cooper Jansman was able to save the tackle.
Yep, touchdown saving tackle by Jansman. Near midfield. Able to get out of their own end. And at the 45-yard line is going to be the spot.
Yep.
It's a big-time run for Bach.
Yeah, so he's piling up the yards, but yeah, they were getting just a little nervous. The momentum and the energy was kind of going towards the Orbs there after that big touchdown by Tyson Gettig, and now
first and 10. Swanson able to keep his feet, and he'll pick up 5, and it looked like he was going down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he got his foot kind of plugged up, but again, another nice tackle by Tyson Gettig.
Orbs on the board with their second score. It's 35-14. Orbs scored with 11:29 to go in the fourth. Now the clock at 10:18. As Emmitsburg taking some time in the huddle. Still that same frantic pace up at the line of scrimmage. They'll break the huddle with 13 seconds to go. The rest of the team comes out now 10 seconds. And a give to the tailback, Bach. Bach able to hit the sidelines, and he'll go out of bounds.
Just missed there. I was trying to get the lineman that 73 there.
40-yard line of Sheldon.
Elliot Shirk just had almost a tackle for loss there, was able to skim through it. So
and
good job
stops.
By guys up front.
9:56. The only thing you'd want to tell your running backs, Emmitsburg, you get near the sideline now, fall down.
Yeah, fall down. Don't go
out. The Orbs catching a break there. Give to the fullback. He's still digging to the 30-yard line. And near a first down for Emmitsburg. That's Yates, the fullback again. He's found the end zone at least once.
Yeah, he's found a
couple of
times.
And he's had a pretty big night. The big plays, dynamic plays, I guess, have been by Swanson. But
Swanson and Bach have had a couple of big runs. And
they've gotten some serious production out of the fullback, too.
Yes.
That three-headed monster, they've got that thing tuned in. It's the clock at 9:17 in the fourth, second and short for Emmitsburg, the 32-yard line of Sheldon. Out of the huddle now with 7 seconds left at the snap. Looking to throw. Swanson's got a receiver and overthrows him. So, again, not to throw anybody under buses, but the strength of this Emmitsburg team is their running game.
Oh, it is. You know, those two completions, one was for a touchdown where you start to wonder if they were lucky throws because he's had, let's see here, 7 incompletes after that, and it wasn't that the guys were totally covered. They're kind of wide open, so you can tell this isn't a thing that they stress or maybe work on a lot. So his accuracy is not there, but when he gets it.
And the snap, the ride of Bach. Bach has the football. He's got the left side, and he's got the end zone.
Bach is gone.
Acceleration. Bach able to score from the 30-yard line. And
yep.
The Arabs gaining a little momentum, but quickly taken back by Emmitsburg. The score at 41-14. Extra point upcoming. So it turns out to be a 92-yard drive, another long drive.
Crazy.
But Orab's looking to be in a pretty good situation following the kickoff. A little backspin, and it dropped at their 8-yard line.
Oh, another.
And a fake. Working on the exotics. Throw into the end zone, not going to go. Opportunity for the special teams to check out an exotic under game conditions. Goes by the board. Score remains 41-14 Emmitsburg. We're back in a moment. Or a football on Kiowa M 1550 FM 100.
Village Northwest Unlimited is proud to support all area athletes. Just as student athletes compete as a team, staff members at Village Northwest works as a team to build successful lives for 180 individuals with disabilities. Village Northwest would like to thank the area communities for supporting their mission to provide purpose, privacy, and dignity to all people.
Bringing you this game is Rosenboom. With locations in both Sheldon and Spirit Lake, Rosenboom produces custom-crafted hydraulic cylinders for leading industries like construction, agriculture, military, and more. Rosenboom is currently looking to hire for a variety of positions. For career listings and benefits, visit www.rosenboom.com. Find your place at Rosenboom.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
And we are back. The kickoff executed. Tyson Gettig coming up the right sideline, looking to get around the corner. But no such luck. And Emmitsburg signaling they've recovered a fumble. Let's see if they are correct. That's the indication by the Ehawks. And that's going to be the decision.
That is the decision.
So the return out to the 25, but a fumble. And it'll be a fumble recovery at the Sheldon 25-yard line for Emmitsburg.
Yeah.
I had a question for you. I'm not even going to attempt the Minnesota math on this one. The two-point conversion, that was to get back to a running clock situation?
Possibly, but I don't think that was a two-point. I think it was just another bobble snap.
Okay.
You went with, you know,
gave
that,
more credit.
But boy, I really think it was just a bobble snap, so.
It's out over the football. Emmitsburg at the Orab 25 on the fumble recovery. And a keeper going right side. And still digging to the 15, 14-yard line. And that is Swanson. The starter's
that's Swanson for another 10.
So to the 15-yard line. So Coach Thompson looking to get some of his substitutes, some game-time experience with the Orabs. Taking advantage of that, and The coach had to kind of reload a little bit to regain full control of this game. The give to the fullback, Yates, and he stopped at the 10 or stood up at the 10, and he'll be brought down at the 9-yard line. Clock at 8:09 and counting. Tackled by Fisher, one of the Yorub seniors.
Junior.
Yes. Junior linebacker at 6'2", 170. The Yorubs, we don't believe I've mentioned it this evening, they have a junior offensive line. It's everybody's game experience this year. And now Bach into the end zone, finds an opening around the right side, and Bach goes in standing up. He's got a 9-yard touchdown run to extend the lead for Emmitsburg to 47-14. And I'll pay closer attention this time on the
point. It just looked like it was bobbled last time, so.
So the fumble recovery turned into six by Emmitsburg, the short field, recovered at the Europe 25. And snap, the placement, the kick, up and good. And it's 48-14 in favor of Emmitsburg. That running game continues to produce. We'll take a timeout. We're back for football on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, see Prins Insurance in Sheldon and Sanborn, or visit them on the web at PrinsINS.com.
Bringing families together through entertainment. At Premier Communications, we think that's important. But the best and most reliable entertainment doesn't come automatically. It requires a great network. Premier's digital cable TV delivers you favorite shows in high definition, and lightning-fast internet gives you the chance to stream and video chat. As your local hometown provider, we think you deserve the best. The best is Premier Communications. Visit us online at mypremieronline.com or call us toll-free 800-741-8351. Premier Communications, looking ahead.
And as we come back, the kickoff executed by Jennis and Emmitsburg, the return by Wenthe to the 32-yard line of Sheldon. That'll be first and 10 for the Arabs, their own 32. And see the clock in the end zone at 7:33. So apparently,
well, we got an Orb down on the far side there, it looks like.
Okay, so play stop there, and that is far side, very near the Emmitsburg bench. So not fair to even speculate as to who that may be.
Or what it may be, I guess.
I guess not being too quick, but one of those nights been this way pretty much all year. I think you can rule out cramps. We haven't had anything with cramps.
Well, you can't rule it out this late in the game and you're exhausted. You know, it's actually a perfect night to play some football, but because the way it looks, that is exactly what they're doing. I don't know the rumor up here in the press box that possibly is Wenthe. But looks like they're just kind of holding his leg up like it is a cramp. So
if anybody could keep hoping that's
what's going on.
Well, if anybody could get a cramp in relatively cool weather, it would
be him.
Isaac.
So, yeah, but 7:33 left in the game, and, big road, but you gotta kind of tip your hat to the Orbs. They never laid down and threw in the towel. They've just kept fighting.
Yeah, the
definitely
big
is Wenthe, and they were stretching out one of the legs, but he's walking on his own power and about ready to start jogging. So I think it was possibly just a little cramp in the left leg there. LA.
So I'll give up on the Minnesota math. I will also give up on the
Minnesota cramps?
No.
Oh.
The press box medical profession. I'll leave that alone.
Dr. L.A. That sounds good.
Oh, Dr. Monsignor.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's Dr. Monsignor Larbell Jones
from
the Police Academy movie.
Oh, now you're going back again. You're testing me.
Went out to the sideline to get that cramp worked down a little more, get stretched out, incomplete, or backwards, possibly. A lot of bodies on the football. Looks like the Orbs are going to cover it.
It's,
but where is the spot going to be? Flag flies, a little extracurricular.
I don't know what we got here.
The play. We'll get this sorted out.
I don't know what we got here. So
and suddenly a Chiefs-Raiders game breaks
out.
Yeah,
right? Got a personal foul on Emmitsburg, and it is still. Yeah, it was. Okay, so let's back up here. It was definitely a backwards pass. Sheldon recovered it at about the 20-yard line, and, there must have been some extracurriculars, and Emmitsburg got the foul, so that's going to bring up about a first at the end of the whole play. Is going to bring up about a first or a second and seven.
Yeah, pleasantries exchanged at the end of the fumble recovery, and
because the foul happened after the play was dead.
You get that many people.
That shouldn't be a factor in what down it is.
Get that many people on a football and a fumble recovery, things like that never happen, do they?
Oh, no. So you get the last punch in before you unravel, but no, I know you shouldn't do it, but you never know what happens under a pile. That's why it's under a pile, I guess.
There you go. My medical diagnoses are so strong tonight, I should probably leave that alone, too.
Yeah, probably.
7:29 to go as the clock winds, I will tell you that. Snap to Seedstrom over the middle and incomplete. Pretty good placement. That was a tight window for Seedstrom. Almost got it in.
Yeah, let's see. I think it was to Cooper Jansma, intended for him, but had a couple receivers actually in the area, so a little confusion on who it was actually going for.
And the clock will stop at 7:18. The point differential at 34 as opposed to 35. Emmitsburg up 48-14. Seedstra looking to throw. Batted at the line of scrimmage.
Batted at the line, so that's going to bring up a fourth down.
Orbs looking at a fourth and five. About halfway to a first down and late stages, down 48-14. Looks as though the Orbs are going to go. And the crowd will get involved here. It's the Orbs huddle up. A makeable situation with fourth and five. Certainly not ideal, but you do have some options if you're the Orbs.
Yeah, for sure. But they better get going. The clock's down to 14 to snap, down to 12, and they're just breaking the huddle. So they pick up the pace a little bit, down to 7.
Pivotal play. Here we go. Rearrangement in the backfield. Got to get it snapped, and they
and
do
they
just
did.
As time expires on the game clock. Up the sideline, and that is picked off. Receiver undercut. And again, some pleasantries exchanged. And I shall leave the Emmitsburg player unnamed, but I think pointing out to Tyson that he got the better of him on that play.
You know, it's
they get the ball, but they're going to get some negative yardage.
You're
too.
At a stage in the game that
you don't want to do that.
No.
But a big play maybe by the corner took away the route from Tyson. And the interception made.
You know, and I'm not going to identify the Yog, but let's just say he was a senior and, you know, all of a sudden he gets another one and he can watch in street clothes next week. So
that's
the thing with those.
Yeah, and this is, you look at it that way.
That'd be pretty stupid to,
this is a big game because that's the first district game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I don't know who they got next week, but all of a sudden one of your stars is watching on the sidelines because he was stupid the week before. Just wouldn't make a whole lot of stance. But, to be it's whatever.
So the line of scrimmage following the mark off will be at their own 20. And give is coming around the right side. Once again, that's Bach. And Bach hauled down just outside the 30, about the 32-yard line.
Yeah,
and stays deep. In bounds this time. Clock will roll. Well, it won't. Enough for the first down.
Yep, just enough. It was probably about 10 and a half yards the way it looked.
Yeah, just enough. And it's one of those runs. They've been deceptive tonight.
Right.
For Emmitsburg, or maybe it's just me, but it seems like
right.
They're getting that 10 yards or just a tick more when it doesn't really look like they are. So first and 10 at their own 31 out of the huddle, a quick snap. Give to Bach. He'll go left side this time. He's got a convoy. Cuts it inside. Puts on a move, and good open field tackle by the Orbs, but not until he hits the 46.
About another 15, 60-yard run for him, and he's just, he's on fire tonight.
Yeah, credit the offensive line there coming around the left side, getting in behind Tanner Reinhold, Carter Hudson, and Byron Mania, one of the receivers. Good convoy, student body left.
Student body left, and they bring it all.
So first and 10 for Emmitsburg, 46-yard line. And that is Yates once again. Doesn't want to go down. He stood up, dropped 3-4 Orb helmets on
that
play. That's
about an eight-yard gain there.
Yep, to the 45-yard line of Sheldon. So knocking again on another first down.
Yard and a half shy there, second down, just into the Orb territory. So with 5:30.
Yeah, 5:30 and counting here in the fourth, 48-14 advantage for
9-5, whatever, I don't know. With these guys, it's going to be gone before you know it anyway.
Yes. And up the middle for the first down, that was Yates again. 42-yard line of Sheldon.
Yeah, host Orbs again. Caden Jaeger got his nose in on that tackle, but
not necessarily a hitch in his get-along,
nope.
But Yates getting out of the pile a little bit slower.
Yeah.
With each carry.
Well, I'm sure he is after as many carries and yards as all these guys had. They, you know, one thing, they spread the wealth around, that's for sure.
Yeah, I remember the Orbs when they ran the flex bone. The goal was to get all three running backs and the quarterback 100 yards. I'm not saying that Emmitsburg's accomplished that tonight, but from the quarterback, fullback, and tailback position, they're looking pretty good. As far as the unofficial numbers are concerned, timeout called by the Orbs. They have two left. Full complement. Well, Emmitsburg with two left, so Orbs did not call the timeout, apparently. They've got three on the board. Two left for Emmitsburg. It'll be a first and 10 at the 42-yard line of Sheldon when we resume play. And the original backfield in for Emmitsburg. 25 seconds on the game clock. That'll wind. 5:12. The game clock, 18 on the play clock. Emmitsburg with the snap, toss to Bach going left side, trying to get outside. Orbs had him momentarily, cuts back in, and then a gang of Orb tacklers meets him at the 38-yard line. Good team defense by Sheldon. Clock continues at 4:56. Second and 7 for Emmitsburg. Into Orb territory at the Orb 38 as they break the huddle. And the snap, the give, coming off the right side. Looks to be very close to the first down. Now looks to be Yates once again. No Jenis, so they've rotated out the backfield again. Jenis back in the backfield. Wilcoxon. And the quarterback once again is Matthew Malm.
Yeah, they're just definitely just taking their time right now, L.A. Yeah. They know they got this thing in the bag and just trying to run that clock out.
Emmitsburg had rotated out earlier on, but the offense bogged down a little bit, and the Orbs had a couple of quick scores. So Coach Thompson getting the starters back in, but with 3:57 to go, up 48-14. Reserves back in. And looking to get around the right side, that's Jenis. Ridden out of bounds at the 15-yard line. And Regan Mortar on the tackle for the Orbs. The Orbs getting some defensive players in here in the later stages of this contest. 3:49 and counting as the sticks are reset. First down for Emmitsburg. Clock roll. Once the sticks are set. And some substitutions in and out for Emmitsburg. Play clock at 15. And out of the huddle come Emmitsburg Yeehawks and the snap just prior to clock running out. Jenis, power run off the right side. He's in for six.
And he's in.
Jenis, 15-yard touchdown run. And that'll put it at 54-14.
Well, and that will make the clock start rolling again.
And it looks as though the Emmitsburg offense is running out of ink.
They have. I don't know what to do anymore, L.A.
So on for the extra point, or is it two? Let's see what we have here. Out over the football, they're going to go with the reserves for the two-point play. And Jenis again. Jenis goes in, powers off right guard for two. So it's 55-14 in favor of Emmitsburg. And this particular drive, fumble recovery at, starting at their own 20 was Emmitsburg, so an 80-yard drive. Jenis for a 15-yard touchdown run. And Jenis for the two-point conversion. That makes 55-14. With 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they definitely have kind of had their way with them. It's just, you know, again, they just, what they do, they just do it so, so well. It's just, again, so hard to defend. You know, some of these linebackers want to read the play, and they're kind of going for some fakes and some counters and getting caught up in with the linemen, and it's just a tough offense when Emmitsburg runs it so well. But
and a good sign there. Went he back in, went out with some cramps, back to the 30-yard line on the return, and Jenis suddenly becoming rather active. He scored the 15-yard touchdown run, the two-point conversion, and he's the place kicker too.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see what happens here, but.
So Orbs at their own 30-yard line. 3:11 and counting. Continuous clock as Emmitsburg getting the point differential up to 35 or beyond. So the game clock rolls at 2:55. Play clock will start on the snap, or it starts now. On the signal, the official. And the Orbs break.
Got some backups in, so.
Yeah, the Orbs will give the substitutes a chance. And the snap to give, and not much doing there. Back to the 30-yard line is it's so, substitutes against substitutes.
Yep, so both teams got some JV guys in there getting some time, which is a good thing.
Well, some of the things we have an opportunity to feature that we haven't really talked about up until now, hit that first practice, the coaching staff allowing me to catch practice and see the Orbs go through their paces on Thursday as they get ready for games. But the end of that first practice, prior to the first game up in Sibley, Orbs announcing offensive scout team player of the week and an offensive defensive scout team player of the week. Thought that was a great addition.
Oh, it's a great addition. And to tell you how much of a big deal that is. I just read an article. Now, you're going to think I'm just talking about it because I'm a fan, but I am. But anyway, go Big Red. Okay, we have Corbin Granstead out here.
Yeah.
He's an assistant coach. His brother, for the ones that don't know, was a quarterback at Northwestern, had won some championships with him, NAIA Player of the Year in the whole country, and takes his last and final year of eligibility and walks on and is suiting up for Nebraska Cornhuskers. Well, just read an article today that he is probably making one of the biggest differences by just being so good on the scout team. And so when you say that's not important, wow, you got an NAIA Player of the Year come in, and he's running your scout team. He's got Coach Matt Rule's attention and said a lot of great, great things about Jalen Granstead today. So just wanted to shout out. We got his brother Corbin, and Corbin's doing some great, great stuff for Sheldon in the weight room. But, you know, good for Jalen, and go Big Red.
And he saw some time, too.
Yeah, he did. And he's going to see some time. You know, so, you know, and the other thing Rule said in that interview, and I don't know if that was in Jalen's future or not, but Rule said, I can't wait to have him on my coaching staff. So, you know, that says a lot. So you don't think scout team's important? Yeah, there's a prime example that, you know, Jalen could have, you know, was he going to win another national championship with the Red Raiders? I don't know, but just to come out that tunnel, do that tunnel walk in Lincoln, and be a part of the program.
Orams with one of the final plays of the game. That will be the final
that
play.
That is it.
Pass up the sideline, incomplete. Jump ball of sorts, and that's the way the contest will end. Emmitsburg picking up a 55-14 win. And number polls in the top five, and pretty much all of them that there are in Iowa, and showing that they are pretty legitimate. Final thought about Jalen, too. You kind of wonder, you know, about Northwestern and playing that final year, but he's done about everything you can do. And the COVID year, so a lot of his teammates moving on. So it's not, you know, like you're taking off on your teammates. And the other side of that, the lifelong dream to be a Husker, so good
but,
for him.
But, you know, and the reason I bring that up, you know, we kind of get excited on Sundays of all the Northwestern guys that are Northwest Iowa guys that are in the pros, but look at the big-time guys that are playing big-time college football right now. Reese Vandersey, you know, he was just on this field last year, and he started wide receiver for the Hawkeyes, and, you know, Luttmer's seen some time there with an Iowa uniform. Cooper Ebel, right down the road, right down the Highway 18, he's starting for Iowa State defense. So, you know, when you start seeing these Northwest Iowa guys, it kind of gets you cranked up just a little bit.
Yeah, always, you know, maybe I think in other parts of the state, figure we're up on the soapbox and beating our chest, but it's the real deal.
No,
there's some good football up here.
It is, it is. And so it gets kind of exciting. But, you know, what a way, you know, I mean, he's going back to Jalen again, you know, he accomplished – basically everything you can accomplish at the NAI level, and to use his last year eligibility to make a difference and walk on and play in front of the greatest college football fans in the country, all in red, and they got the balloon deal back this year. They got them having that back. So, yeah, so first score, there's like 90,000 balloons going up in the air. It's really cool.
Yeah. For
some, but anyway, I know we're in an Iowa State. I get it. I get it.
But for some people, a sarcastic living the dream, but not for him. It's
you know,
a real deal.
And here's the deal. You know, he's one of the few, you know, odd ducks, his family, okay, I'll call him odd because I'm right there with him, that have been lifelong Cornhusker fans, and he's living out a dream coming down that tunnel. And, you know, it was just cool. It was actually, I'm pretty sure it was just this morning, I read that article from Matt Rule, how important to the team he is, that it's the amount of effort and you know, things that he brings to that scout team to get the defense ready. And so when you look at whatever level it is, you know, that's important because it's the next man up, you know. Somebody, unfortunately, could get hurt. It's the next man up. So, good to see these young guys get in the game towards the end of the game, and Yeah, great game. Hats off to Emmitsburg, and I hope they represent Northwest Iowa well in 1A, and we'll probably, you know, chance will be pretty good. We're going to be watching them in Cedar Falls come November.
I got to think so. Shot to be a Final Four, you got to think it's pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. For
Final
sure.
Here tonight, 56-14, Emmitsburg with the win. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and open up postgame here on Kiowa AM 1550. FM 100.7, or football on KIWA. Sheldon, Iowa, AM 1550, FM 100.
Being on the winning team in Northwest Iowa for over 130 years, Iowa State Bank is a proud supporter of all our area high school sports teams.
Iowa State Bank, we're ready for you.
Vans Power Center in Hall, Iowa is ready to take care of your power sport wishes. All new inventories, great service, and exciting power sports equipment that you can enjoy. We look forward to helping you enjoy your favorite power and power sports. Just one block south of J Electric Building on Highway 18, west in Hall.
Swartz Sanitary Service will provide you with reliable pickup services for their commercial customers. So don't let your trash pile up. Call Swartz Sanitary at 324-3543. Their business is picking up. Swartz Sanitary in Sheldon, your commercial specialist, salutes the accomplishment of the Orb Sports.
Orange City Area Health System's team of physical therapists and sports medicine physicians offer a broader range of evaluation and treatment for injuries. Our doctors have expert training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, which helps diagnose the cause of the problem, allowing them to provide more precise treatments. Often a combination of medical treatment and therapy is used to produce the optimal outcome. Get back to feeling and performing your best faster with the sports medicine team at Orange City Area Health System.
And we're back at Orb Field, Emmitsburg, a 56-14 wins. Numbers, Emmitsburg, that power ground game coming at you from a lot of different directions, a lot of misdirection, and just straight power and out of the huddle leisurely, but a quick snap at the line. They've got this thing figured out. They do what they do extremely well. How about some quick numbers?
Well, and they have so many weapons, L.A. You know, so Yates, he's you know, lines up at that fullback position, but just powered all night long. I got him rough. And, again, this is just rough, but 17 carries for 73 yards, and they hit Yates, and then either give it to Bach or Swanson keeps it. So then you listen to these numbers. Swanson, I got him roughly ending the night with 11 carries, 201 yards, three touchdowns. Bach on the night, 18 carries, 250 yards, and three touchdowns. So crazy night, you know, for those running backs. Sheldon just had a hard time getting it going, whether it was through the air or on the ground. Landon, roughly 7 for 20, 169 yards, 1 TD, and 3 interceptions. The big target was the big touchdown by Tyson Getting, breaking some tackles. I got him into the night, 3 receptions, 123 yards, and a touchdown. So on the ground, it was just pretty rough sledding for the Orbs. Just couldn't get much going. Wenthe ends up with a few carries and 75 yards and a touchdown early on. He comes in with that, you know, that long touchdown. But you know, you know, I guess a good game for Sheldon to realize that they got a long ways to go. And you know, again, you kind of look at the score and you think, oh, you know, but. You know, I know we say this, that the game really didn't seem as ugly as what the score ended up to be, and I don't, you know, maybe I sound like a brokered record every year that I say that, but it just didn't look like Emmitsburg was dominating us. It was just, you know, they've got very, very good backs. They're seniors. They've been running the ball since they were sophomores, you know, so, you know, you kind of shore up a few things, and again, they just run that offense extremely, extremely well, and so... I don't know where we are next week. Are we on the road?
We are at Central Lyon.
Okay.
Little Rock.
Start, you know, they're going to be definitely Central Lyon. There's no doubt about it. I think maybe they're just a touch off of what they have been accustomed to in the years, but nevertheless, they're Central Lyon, and Coach Eben's going to have them ready to wrestle. But, you know, we'll see what next week brings. But for now, that they have plenty to work on. But L.A., we kind of discussed who was going to be the power man of the game. With that, I'll leave you with your stats, and I'm going to go down and console slash celebrate with my son a little bit, and we will see you all next week.
You bet. You got a linebacker and a guard you want to converse with.
So there you go. There you go. You guys all have a great night. Go Big Red.
All right. The coach, Corey Rose, and let's take care of that bit of business now. Not have any more suspense. Power Player of the Game brought to you by Sheldon Power and Equipment. Sheldon Power and Equipment wants you to be first in your lineup with the right equipment from Sheldon Power and Equipment. At Sheldon Power and Equipment, of course, you can trade your equipment in the upgrade, but did you know Sheldon Power and Equipment will consign your equipment on their lot for you? Yet another option if you need the money fast for unused equipment. John will help you turn old iron into cash. Call John at 348-4400 for more information. Sheldon Power and Equipment located at 125 North 3rd Avenue, where they specialize in service for all of your large ag or truck repair. Check them out, SheldonPower.com. Check them out online, SheldonPower.com. Which Orb player made the powerful impact in the game will receive the Powering the Orb t-shirt. It is Tyson Getting. A lot of want to in a touchdown run that got the Orbs a back-to-back score. As 80-yard drive comes to a close, Landon Seastra to Tyson Getting. It was a 77-yard touchdown pass, and through the course of it, Getting able to put a move on a defender and then split, accelerated past a group of about four, and then carried two defenders into the end zone once he got down around about the five-yard line. So a lot of want-to, some great speed, exhibited quite a bit of various football talents on the way to that 77-yard touchdown run that got the score to 35-14. So Tyson Getting, our power player of the game for this week here at Kiowa Radio. Take time out. We'll run through the scoring. There was an abundance of it for Emmitsburg Orbs with a couple of good drives as well. We'll tell you about it when we return. Orb football, the post game on Kiowa AM 1550 FM 100.
Hi, this is Corey from Bills Electric, longtime electrical contractor in Sheldon. Contact us for your residential, commercial, or ag projects. Good luck to all the local schools during this sports season.
Vista Prairie at Fieldcrest is an assisted living and memory care community in Sheldon. With the friendship activities and entertainment you've been looking for, they offer compassionate and joy-filled solutions for seniors who value their independence yet want access to affordable personal care and supportive services. Make Vista Prairie at Fieldcrest your new home before the harsh winter sets in. Call for a tour today at 712-324-2338. Vista Prairie at Fieldcrest. Life looks great from here.
Outstanding comfort, performance, and versatility in a compact design. That's the name of the game in a New Holland skid steer loader. Work in class, leading space, and comfort. Get a clearer view in every direction. Enjoy best-in-class boom geometry for exceptional lift and reach. And be ready for any job with a wide range of attachments so you can do more than just lift and load. Choose from six fuel-efficient models from 60 to 90 horsepower. See a new skid steer loader today at O'Brien County Implement in Sheldon, Iowa.
Are you getting ready to graduate? University of Iowa, Iowa State University, or the University of Northern Iowa offers choices of in-person or online programs that can help your ideas flourish. Whether you're passionate about engineering, the arts, or business, explore what Iowa universities have to offer you at low cost. Find out today at WIRRC.org and discover your gateway to higher education.
And we're back at Orb Field, L.A. and the coach, bringing you Orb football for the season. We'll hook back up, make the trip to Rock Rapids, Orbs, and Central Lion George Little Rock for the district opener coming up next week. One other score to tell you about, Lamar's 35-2 over Boydenall Rock Valley. Defense coming through for the Nighthawks with that safety. So 35-2, your final score. Other scores, we encourage you to check out the website, KIWARadio.com. As the scores come in, we'll have them on the website, sports page at KIWARadio.com. Scoring in this one, there was a bunch of it. First four possessions, all ended in the end zone for the Emmitsburg Ehawks. 65-yard drive. They won the toss and took the ball. Wanted to establish offense from the get-go, and they certainly did. 65-yard drive. Braden Yates, fullback, had a big night. 1-yard touchdown run. Tyus Jennings, the extra point, 7-0. 7:27 to go in the first. Another first quarter score. 67-yard drive. Gavin Swanson, the quarterback, 15-yard run. Kicked by Jennings. It's 14-0. 37 seconds to go. Then a couple of scores in the second quarter. 80-yard drive. Swanson, the quarterback, once again, a 5-yard run this time. The kick by Jennings, good. 21-0 the score. And in the second quarter, 43-yard drive. That's Byron Mania. 26-yard touchdown pass. And the kick is good. It's 28-0, 3:11 to go in the second quarter. No further scoring. That was your halftime score. In the third quarter, 70-yard drive, fumble recovery at their own 30-yard line. That turns into a 70-yard touchdown run by Swanson. Able to find the end zone again. Jennings the kick, 35-0, 9:59 to go. Third quarter, that created a running clock situation for a time. But the Orbs able to slow that down. A great bit of want to, and we believe the player involved was Brower for the Orbs. Number four for the Orbs, Owen Brower, that knocked the ball loose. That's was word speculating here in the press box, but a situation where a long run by Swanson. Orbs with a lot of gang tackling. No give up. They catch up with him about the 5-yard line. Ball's knocked loose at the one. From there, the Orbs go 99 yards the other way. And it was Isaac Wenthe, a 69-yard touchdown run. Jonathan Martinez, the extra point, 35-7 in favor of Emmitsburg as the Orbs get on the board, 3:18 to go in the third. And then the fourth quarter, Orbs score once again. It's an 80-yard drive and seats it to Tyus and Getting. 77-yard touchdown run for our play of the game. The kick's good. It's 35-14, but then an answer by Emmitsburg. 92-yard drive, 30-yard touchdown run by Bachman, and two-point attempt or the kick, a bad snap. Score remains at 41-14. Carson Bach on the 30-yard run. That made it 41-14, 8:55 to go. Fumble recovery at the Sheldon 20. Ball knocked loose on a kick return. It's Bach once again, his second touchdown, this time a 9-yard run. Kick's good. It's 48-14, and then an 80-yard drive. And Jennings on a 15-yard run. Jennings with a two-point conversion. 55-14 at that point. More running clock, and that would be your final score. Emmitsburg gets the win, 55-14. Ehawks off to a 3-0 start. The Orbs' first loss of the season. Orbs at Central Line, George Little Rock start district play next Friday for Emmitsburg. The road trip to East Sac County. That's what's in store for these two teams next week. Final score again here tonight. Emmitsburg with a 55-14 win over the Orbs. I'm L.A. for the coach, Corey Rose. We'll be back with you. 6:30 pregame from Rock Rapids next Friday night on Kiowa M 1550 FM 100.7.